こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、マミは日本語でコメントしていきます。スピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能でスピードを調整できますので試してみてください。この間お伝えした通り、今日はちょっと特別編ということで、いつもと違うんだよね。
Yep, mommy is leaving.
Yeah, so mommy が今夏休み、これをみんなが聞いてるときは夏休みで、リゾート地でのんびりしてるので Envy me. So, 今日は特別編ということで、なんとゲストがいます。イエーイ。
We have a guest today. His name is Rai.
Rai!
こんにちは。Rai です。
Yay!
And Rai is bilingual. He's a good friend of ours. And so we brought him on for a special edition podcast today.
So, Rai, half なんだよね?
Half です。Super excited.
Super excited, Rai.
Two boys.
So today we're just gonna cover some a little bit less time-sensitive topics.
Mm.
We might throw some news in there, but since this is pre-recorded, we didn't want to do like straight up news.
So, なので今日はバイリンガルニュースっていうかバイリンガル会話だね。もう。
Yeah.
っていうわけで、ちょっとね、あのハーフがここに2人いるので、でまあライもね日本語ペラペラだもんね。
そう思いたいですね。
ペラペラじゃん。
Just like me.
なのでまあちょっとバイリンガルでいることとはみたいな。
So we're gonna have Rai tell us a little bit about himself. So Rai actually works in what industry exactly?
It's PR. It's gaishike. I specifically work in digital PR, so that involves social media.
超偉い人. Super 偉い人. Just running shit all day.
A lot of social media, a lot of digital, a lot of digital ads and things like that. Everything's expanding. So it's pretty new to me. It's new to everybody we work with. So it's pretty exciting, actually.
Rai とマイケルは仲良しなんだよね?
Yes, ma'am.
いつ出会ったんだっけ? How long has it been?
マミがね、最初にRaiに会ったのは多分ね、2年前ぐらいの。
I may have met you first.
マミの誕生日パーティーに、いたの、ライが。
Huh. Was I there?
Yeah, you were there.
Where was this?
ベロアで貸し切ってパーティーしたとき。
それ
が初めてだと思う。
I remember you were, no, you were a cameraman. You were doing some camera work for one of our friends' fashion events.
Was that...
But I didn't know you very well. I knew another guy who knew you.
Oh, there was like a fashion show there, yeah?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was taking pictures?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. I haven't done much camera work lately.
Mommy, ちゃんとライト座って長く話したことないからね。
We have a lot of mutual friends, そうだね。
そうね、楽しみ。
あんまそんなね、長い会話してないよね、別に。
そう。ライはなんでそんな日本語ペラペラなの?
日本生まれ、アメリカ戻り、日本さらに戻り大学で日本に戻ってきて、まあ、長い話になっちゃうんだけど。
How many years have you had over here?
Total. About 8 years now.
Damn, I've been here a long time.
そうだよ、8年でこのペラペラすごいね。
じゃあまあ
Fucking me up.
Well, I came to Japan and I didn't have any job or anyplan or anything. I was just
is this right out of high school?
This is right out of, I was kind of a screw up in high school, meaning my grades weren't great.
You were a screw up.
I still am a screw up. Yeah, so I was just good at certain things, but I just didn't excel in math or things like that. So my dad just said, why don't you go to the homeland? And I said, wakatta. And he said, don't worry, you're half. Girls are going to be all over you.
Wow, お父さん超イケてる。
Little
yeah,
did I
know.
What
kind of advice are you getting from your dad here?
Little did I know.
Dad's like, yo, I know how you get some pussy.
実は、I wasn't going to Tokyo. 熱海に行くことになってて。
熱海?
なんでかというと、じいちゃんばあちゃんが熱海に住んでるの。
Ah, okay, okay.
Damn, how are you communicating with them? How is that going?
I spoke enough 日本語。 good enough Nihongo. Because my mom spoke Nihongo and my parents spoke Japanese to each other. So I got the Honbang. What's the word? Like pronunciation? It was a base.
Hatsuon.
So I had enough Hatsuon.
What kind of accent are they rocking in Atami?
Ooh. They say like Dara.
Ah, so
Dara.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, なんとかっちっていうね。
Yeah.
Give like an example.
Orechi kuru.
Orechi.
マイケルの家ってことをマイケルっちっていうの。そうそう。
Orechi sounds エロい。
Why?
Orechi でやっち。
Orechi kuru?
それ言い方キモいよ。
Just like everything I say.
So.
But yeah, so Orechi, there's like dara, like, you know how people say dabe in Kanagawa?
Yeah.
So in Atami area, they say Dara, like desho.
What's close to Atami?
Atami is actually the edge of Kanagawa and Shizuoka. So it's the first, it's basically like one of the first cities after you get into Shizuoka.
Onsen no toko da yo ne.
Yeah, and it's the population, like 80% is over 60 or something.
Jesus.
So that kind of put a damper to my dad's plan that I was going to get girls.
ハーフ珍しいからってこと？熱海だった
それは珍しいけど別にあの俺の年のやつらも珍しいから
ああ逆に若者自体がねそう
Are they all Japanese out there? Like is there a big
All Japanese
Really?
Yeah. All Japanese
yeah.
My grandparents like I struggle talking to my grandparents They're out in Kakegawa
Shizuoka?
In Shizuoka.
Oh, okay.
Like way out there.
Is it's, that like towards like Hamamatsu, like over there?
It's just south of Hamamatsu. So towards the ocean from Hamamatsu. Mm,
it's a nice area.
But
すごいね。二人ともおじいちゃんおばあちゃん Shizuoka なんだ。
And they're, the way they talk, like it's just, it's impossible to follow. It's just that Shizuoka accent is ridiculous.
Have you ever like experienced なんか negative reaction or whatever just because you're half?
In what instance? Yeah.
In Japan.
All the time.
Well, yeah.
Well, like, all my police problems, I have so many problems dealing with the police right. here because of that. Because I'm not, they always ask me for Gaijin Torokusho.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have Gaijin Torokusho because I have the Nihon no Kokuseki. Because I was born here and my mom's Japanese. So, because I don't have Gaijin Torokusho, they think I'm in Japan illegally.
Right.
So, I end up in the Kobang with no way to prove that I'm a Japanese citizen. Because on the new driver's license, they took out Honseki. There's no Honseki anymore.
Really? Why is that?
They put it inside of a chip. There's like a microchip inside your driver's license.
Mm.
Yeah, so...
What about you?
I don't know. You don't get police shit?
I never get police shit.
I get so much police shit.
Well, I think...
I've been like... arrested for nothing.
nothing.
Well, I look more Japanese than Michael does. I feel like I've gotten more of a Japanese look because I never get stopped ever. Mm,
okay. That's because you're fucking with your hair. That's what it is. You're like messing with your hair.
Bows ga wax ireru ka tsutara ma wax ireta hou ga seikketsu ga aru janai
tte iu. Yeah, definitely.
Nihonjin
boy. Bows da kara ne.
If I did the wax thing, I'd be better off.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe that's the secret to not getting pulled over.
Shokumu issumo.
Use more wax.
Yeah.
Just go with that afro.
いやなんかさ昔多分うちらの年代だとまだそうやって学校とかでこうハーフがいじめられてたっていうのあると思うんだけど、yeah. 最近はやっぱテレビとかにもすごい出てるから、mm-hmm. モデルとかもハーフ多いじゃん。
Yeah, Rai wasn't here back in the day.
No,
Rai wasn't here. But when, but I went to Japanese public school every summer, and I was the only person that didn't speak.Perfect Japanese. I was the only person that wasn't full Japanese. This is in where was this? In I think this is in Kamiyuma or that area, or maybe it was in Setagaya. But I just got a lot of shit from other kids there.
So, それよく聞くよね。うちらの年代だと、多分今のちっちゃい子たちの方がまだ全然マシだと思うんだよね。やっぱそういうローラとかさ、
calling me 外人。Not letting me play soccer, get my ass kicked. and this is when I'm in like, I'm like 10 years old.
Did that really, did that really affect you at the time or now that you think about it?
It sucked because I was living in Austin, Texas before that, where everyone was calling me Chinese and like giving me shit.
All the chink.
Giving
gook.
Me so yeah, much yeah. shit in Texas. And then I come to Japan and I'm just getting shit again. Just like, I just felt like I didn't really live anywhere. You know what I mean?
それよくハーフの子言うよね。なんかアメリカでも見た目違うし、日本でも見た目違うから、そういう子はブラジルとかに行くとすごい嬉しいって。
そうなんだ
よね。よくいっぱいミックスだからみんな。
What do you mean? Oh.
You don't stand out in Latin America. So.
Well, it's different in Japan now.
Yeah, it is.
It's different for mixed people now. Like, yeah. mixed kids growing up now are getting a lot of perks. When I was growing up here, just getting a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, just not, was not
まあ、
cool.
ハーフのモデルとかが増えてくると逆にさ、ハーフなのに可愛くないねとか言われて、
right.
それはそれで大変
yeah.
だよね。
Yeah. there's a certain expectation from yeah. people like that as well. Yeah.
そうそう。とか、ハーフなのに英語喋れないんだとかさ。
まあね。
そういう変な expectation。
So, which way is your family leaning?Japanese, are you doing more Japanese cultural stuff or American shit, or are you in the middle?
Well, as a family, my dad studied at ICU, and he lived in Japan for 10 years. So he's fully engrossed in Japanese culture. He studied anthropology,
but he's
sociology.
A white guy.
He's totally white.
Yeah, okay.
we, in Jamaica, they were calling him shark bait.
Yeah,
because wow. he's so white.
Okay.
So he's just, he understands Japanese culture intimately, probably more than Japanese people.
Okay.
And my mom obviously took the jump from going from rural Japan with really strict parents to going to the States with some gaijin. That was my dad. So.
Wow.
Damn, that's like the exact same situation as my parents.
Yeah.
そうなんだ。
Yeah, and there's way more white dads...with Japanese moms than Japanese dads with white moms like that.
Right.
まあ世界的に見てアジア人の男と白人の女をモテないっていうかね。
白人の女？
うん。
がモテない。
モテない。
Sweden。
白人のまあ一般的に。
Yeah, but a lot of I think a lot of Japanese people are intimidated by that.
Ah, I see.
When it comes to international relationships.
And Japanese, I think in Japan, like there's a lot of pride. In that Japanese women are attractive.
Right.
By global standards.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese women are fine.
They're in Miss Universe top five.
Yeah. They're winning shit.
Mm-hmm.
あとなんか可愛いとかの基準がちょっと世界と違うもんね。こうちょっと幼っぽい方がモテるじゃん。グラマラスっていうよりか。
I think female beauty is 世界共通。Male かっこよさ is not.
でも AKB とかあんま世界共通じゃなくない?
Men will not turn it down. Let's just put it that way.
I'm not...
Men never
nobody's
turn
trying
down.
To turn it... Don't say... Never.
Men never turn down anything.
I'll watch,
I think we just found out a little more about you.
I'll watch AKB with the volume off. I'll just have AKB on TV, volume
Come
on.
On. Come on, man.
Right.
That's another topic.
そうだね。I don't know. Bilingual.
で、まあ。
Bicultural.
そうだね。
Well, I don't know. Like, you were talking about it earlier. ライがこの間、さっき言ってたんだけど、まあ、そのバイリンガルとか、バイカルチャルとか、ハーフっていうのは、なんかいいことが結構、なんだろう、スポットライト浴びるけど、結構マイナスなこともあるよっていう、まあ、例だったんだけど、マミもバイリンガルで見た目が日本人っていう、なんだろう発音がいいことによってマイナスなこともあるの
What are your, What's the downsides for you though?
なんかアメリカ人みたいな発音だから仕事とかで話すと絶対アメリカ人かアメリカに住んでたと思われるわけよ
それはそうだよ
そうすると、
いいじゃん
そうするとでも例えば英語間違えた時に何だ Because they're assuming that I'm from the States, right? So if I say something
You mean native?
Yeah.ネイティブと思われてるから何か間違えた時にあ日本人だからって思ってもらえないじゃんあこの子
First world problems
この子 No, I'm serious I'm serious I'm serious though だから
no,
なんか日本人っていうカード使えないの
Well, I have the opposite I have the opposite. I will speak good enough Japanese that people will assume that I might be native, but then I'll make a little mistake in keigo or something, and they'll give me a face, and then I'll be like, oh, I grew up in the States, and they'll say, ah, なるほどね. And then I feel kind of shitty about it, because I was like, oh, I failed you then.
I'm fucking up all the time with my Japanese.
But I'd rather, I mean, it's tough, because there's a balance between perfect Japanese, perfect English, because rarely are you going to get a perfect mix. You're better off being better at one, but that's when you get the typical half identity crisis, when you don't know which way to lean, right?
確かに。日本語しかも難しいもんね。ビジネス日本語ってなるとね。
I'm messing up like normal 日本語, like all the time.
That's because you never really used it, right? For like a long time.
使い道作ってないんだよ、多分。
そうだよ。
I use it.Sometimes. Sometimes.
必要最低限。
Yeah, I avoid it.
だってさ、この間マイケルがイントロ日本語でやったじゃん。
Yeah.
もうだって4年ぐらい友達だけど、あんなに長い間日本語喋ってるの初めて聞いたもん。
ちょっと可愛かった。
あ、そう。
聞かないもんね。普段英語で喋ってるからね。
なんか電話でめっちゃ敬語で話してるマイケル聞きたいよね。
聞きたい。
My 電話敬語 is struggling.
大変お世話になっております。
Now, I make the mistake of I read a lot more Japanese than I hear. Like, because I'm on Twitter, like, reading stuff, or I'm, like, trying to read, like, manga and shit. So I have problems where, like, I'll read something the wrong way. Like, my yomikata is wrong, and I have no idea. And then I'll use the word at some point. It'll come out, but I'll say it with the wrong yomikata.
あと日本語意外とさ、あの、イントネーションが違うと通じないんだよね。
まあ。橋。
そう、とかこの間のエピソードでさ、鎖国。
Oh yeah, I don't know which one it is.
鎖国。
I always mess up, 柿。
柿？
柿。
Like the food?
フルーツ。
Yeah, yeah.
なんていう、あ、柿？
柿と。
あ、
柿。柿と。
あ、とか言って。そうだね。Rai は結構日本語喋るよね、でも普段も。
You're not messing up the 発音 with that?
いや、発音はたまにあるよ、もちろん。
Really?
多分聞いててちょっと分かると思うよ。
あ、そう？
だって日本語覚えたというか勉強はあんまりしたことないから大学で大体ほとんど日本
語が。あ、そうだよ。でも大学結構大きいよね。だって大学でペーパーとか書くときさ、全部日本語でしょ。
Can you read the newspaper?
Can like, I understand 100%?
Like,
no.
Nikkei. How much of the of like Nikkei Shimbun are you picking up?
Oh man, I do a lot of reading online. 50%. I read a lot of Nikkei online, and if I need to...
The paper. Someone hands you a newspaper.
It's the same thing, though.
It depends on the topic.
No, it's not the same thing.
No, it's not. No, because you can copy and paste onto, like, Furiganizer or something and just get all the Furigana for it.
Yeah.
But if you're reading on the spot, it depends on the topic. If I'm kind of familiar, I'll understand more or less 70 to 80. But if I don't know anything about it, if it's, like, TPP stuff, I'm struggling with that, but that most people.
I'm talking about like you're picking up like a newspaper,
yeah.
out of one of those boxes or whatever, or off a rack,
yeah.
and it's talking about like iPS stem cell shit, and you're just trying to straight up read it off the paper. Mm-hmm. Like, is that happening, or are you just like not even gonna try?
No,
it's not happening.
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough.
そうなんだ。
I can't write anything. I can write my address. I can write my name. I can write like some basic kanji. Like my reading is millions of times more.
My reading is the easiest.
Well, I'm just using the henkan all the time when I'm writing.
Yeah, and as long as you know the correct kanji.
でも in any language though, I mean, マミスペイン語とか勉強したけど、まあ読むのが一番簡単だよね。で次に多分リスニングで最後が多分スピーキング。
Well, the kanji thing is different because you're dealing with thousands, like 10,000 individual characters.
しかもマイケルあんまりだって使わないもんね。
What, kanji?
Or Japanese in general.
I'm
敬語とか。
I'm on the Twitter a little bit.
でも敬語とかさ使わない。だって爆笑問題にも結構半分ぐらいタメ語だった。
いいじゃん。じゃあそれはそれでいいんだ。
いいじゃん別に。
じゃあそれはそれでいいと思うよ。
Well,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's fine. It's
I'm
really
not trying
fine.
To like roll up there and all of a sudden go into this fake 敬語 mode.
Yeah, 敬語 難しいもんね.
Michael と申します.
I don't know if I've ever said that in my entire life.
But that's the thing. The most important part of any language is figuring out how to communicate with people.
Mm.
So yeah. A lot of the writing, we just talked about people going to Todai, who are getting an amazing world-class education. But a lot of these people can score perfect scores on tests, but they can't have a normal conversation with a dude on a street. But that becomes the most... And everybody who's trying to learn any language, you need to be in the country. Like, if you're studying Spanish, you need to be in Spain... thinking of nothing else but Spanish. And that's what I did.
I speak English, but I've never lived in the States, so I'm not sure
about
that.
Mommy is like a perfect refute to your argument. Like, perfect refute.
生きる proof. Living proof. だけど、あの、例えばアジアの国に行って気づくのはさ、ベトナムとかタイとかに行って、なんだろう、もうお金とかあんまりなくてちゃんとエデュケーションとかも受けれてない人たちが道で英語ペラペラ喋ってるわけじゃん、それっていうのは何万円何十万円とか英会話学校に行ったわけじゃなくて実際に恥ずかしがらずに使ってるからなんだよね、だから一番大事なのはやっぱり恥ずかしがらないで間違えてもいいやぐらいの感じでペチャクチャ喋る。だから日本人はやっぱり真面目だから、あ、間違えたら恥ずかしいから完璧に話さないとって、
真面目だから
The trauma that occurs when I say something that's incorrect in Japanese, likePeople will make so much fun of you when you like machigaeru some Japanese, like they'll just rail on you.
But that's their way and these aren't just Japanese people, it's their way of kind of knocking you down a notch, because especially Japanese people are looking at you and they're like, ooh, he's tall, he's half, I need to find something that is different.
Slim is dude.
I need to
I have like childhood moments where I said something and like someone picked up on it, like just my wrong Japanese, where I was like I was just devastated.
Really?
まあでもそれ何の言語でもそうじゃない。マミもなんか英語で言って笑われたこと超あるよ。な今でもあるじゃん、like horror movie? Like horror house.
Yeah.
What's the pronunciation?
Like, they think that I'm saying
whorehouse.
Yeah.
That could be a scary.
There's it's really hard to say certain words like mirror, mirror, February, horror.
So,
like Japanese people are struggling with those words.
でも別にいいんだよ、通じるから。
Say mirror.
そうだね。
Mirror.
No, you're okay. February.
February.
Yeah. Horror.
Dude, I speak English.
Horror.
Okay. Horror.
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 See, she's
whorehouse. I'm there.
Like, giddy,
I'm
giddy,
there.
Giddy, giddy,
だけど、いいの別に。
Yeah.
It's fine. Like, なんか日本人発音気にしすぎなんだよね。
But see, it's a testament to you actually not caring what anybody thinks and just continuing to try to speak English.
Like,
and it gets better.
The little Japanese girl can like play it off and be cute.
Okay.
I'm just an idiot.
Yeah, okay. I can agree with you. Yeah, all right.
I have a question. So they call. If you have like the like inari sushi, like fried thing on udon, it's like kitsune udon,
kitsune,
right?
Mm.
So I thought the sushi was called kitsune sushi. So I was like calling it kitsune sushi.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
And I remember people were making so much fun of me. Like, you thought it was called kitsune sushi. Like, that's fucking ridiculous.
That sounds so much cooler than oinari-san, though.
Yeah, I didn't know it was oinari-san.
Let's change it.
Because I always saw the kitsune udon on the like ticket machine. So when I saw the sushi, I thought it was kitsune sushi.
じゃあこれからキツネ寿司って呼ぼう。
I'll do that.
いいよ、
それ。Let's start a movement.
I'm okay.
Let's just tell all of our listeners.
You're ignoring my question. So why is it kitsune udon and not kitsune sushi? And what is the oinari-san? Like, what is that?
なんか inari ってあれだよね。It's like
a really interesting history that somebody told me about, but I think it has to do it. Actually, I'm not gonna. I hope I don't mess this story up. But
just go for it.
Really interesting. No, I'm not even gonna try.
Go for it. What a cliffhanger!
Research it. Just research it.
It has to do something with God. No.
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 It's. I think it has something to do with hemp. And things like that.
No
way. Where they're storing things inside that skin because it's just
That's ridiculous.
If you bring it up, somebody told me about that, but it's really interesting, actually. It was a far more interesting story than what it would seem. I don't know. Kitsune sushi is just easy to say.
That and like neko bero.
Neko jita ne?
Neko jita. Yeah.
I was saying neko bero like my whole life, yeah. And I didn't
really?
Know it was neko jita.
I think well, I mean, corrected correct. You. Like when you said neko bero.
And I forget like which one it is.
あとね、マイケルがあの、インベントした言葉もう一個あるよ。虫人。
Oh,
yeah. あの、なんか、弱虫みたいなこと、多分。
I was trying to say 弱虫 and I said 虫人。
そう、ずっと虫人って言ってて、虫人って何みたいな。
Wow.
あとさ、松葉杖のことなんて言ったんだっけな。
松葉
杖。競技。
Oh,
なんか全然違う。
I was reading the that's one of those things where I was reading it and then I was just saying what I was reading.
いやでも漢字で送ってきたんだよマミにメールで。
Oh, the kanji was wrong too?
全然聞いたこともない言葉。
What was I calling it? You don't remember?
なんだっけ競技杖みたいな。
競技杖。
Instead of 松葉杖。
Yeah, 松葉杖 is like really hard.
It's a strange word anyway.
まあね、yeah. 松葉って。
Yeah. Well, I mean, some things like that have like hochkisu. That still kills me. It's a stapler. But they named it after the guy who invented it, right?
I just say stapler.
And nobody understands.
英語の方がゲスしやすいよね。
な
んか例えばマミ塗り絵ってなんていうか分かんなかったんだけど、coloring book かなと、なんかさ、でも松葉杖って絶対ゲスできないじゃん。
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean? 英語の方が。
Oh, I was saying 種目。
あ、そうだ、種目杖。
種目杖。
What is that?
松葉杖のことを種目杖って。
Wow.
Yeah, I was saying 種目杖。
なんか競技の種目みたいな種目杖。
And I'm like on crutches, like telling people, oh yeah, like I've been on this 種目杖. Like,
where did that come from, though? どうや、なんで？
I don't know. I think I was like writing it.And I don't know. Weird stuff happens on my phone. When I'm like dealing with kanji on my phone, weird stuff happens.
Where
I'm like henkan stiru, and it like chooses different words, and then the reading of those different words that I machigaete henkan shita becomes the word that I'm using in real life, and no one tells me until like I've embarrassed myself repeatedly.
Do you think more Japanese people, when you get stuff wrong, Japanese meaning native Japanese people, do you think they scrutinize pretty hard when you mess things up, or do you think they just let it slide and hope you figure it out on your own?
Well, usually it's just like, oh, he's 外国人だから.
So they just let it slide.
Yeah, just like, yeah, this character.
And that can't be good either, right?
Well, you don't...
Because if I talk to a Japanese person who speaks good English, and they make a little mistake, I'll be like, oh, no, next time, just use this. It'll sound more natural. And they're like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. でも人によるよね。言われたくない人もいるじゃん。なんかそれが恥ずかしいみたいな。
Well, they shouldn't be learning a language then.
I guess.
Is my stance.
そうだね。
Just take everything in.
そうだね。
Struggling sometimes when I'm talking to like taxi drivers.
Yeah. あと日本語はね、あとメール難しいね。あの、トーンが伝わらないからすごい意地悪に聞こえちゃう。
I'm always saying like rude shit on Twitter.
そうなの、マイケル。そうなの、すごい難しい。で、マミがマイケルにそれを伝えたいんだけど、ルールがありすぎて日本語の例えばね、クエスチョンマークを使わずに質問するして丸にしてるとすごい冷たく聞こえるじゃん、
そう
だからそういう細かいことがありすぎて難しいよね、
まあ、anyone that's offended on Twitter like don't worry、
まあ、そんな気はないからね絶対マイケルは別に
そうなの、でもなかなか難しい
Oh, I was using the W for what I
ああそうそうそうそう
yeah, yeah. And someone was likeW 使う人好きにならないの
そうなのかな そんな変
多分なんか2チャンネルとかだと
使う
They make fun of those people like
Mommy、
really、
was giving me shit Because I was using the W for what I on
そうずっと言ってたのそれ使ってると絶対そうそれ使ってると絶対誰かに突っ込まれるよって言った
のでも笑は OK なんでしょ
笑いって感じ
Without
は OK なんでしょ
Without the E Just 笑い
そうそうそうそう
Yeah, yeah
That's like LOL
Yeah, right.
But okay, so if that's LOL, the W is LOL too, or that
LOLZ?
No, no.
Yeah. そんな感じ。ちょ、そんな感じ。ちょっとダサい。
Isn't 笑い without the E more like ha ha?
え、 どういうこと？どういうこと？
Like,
so that's only for emails.
Well, they used to parenthesis it. They used to put カッコ笑い。
People still do.
カッコ笑い。Yeah. Yeah.
でもそれめんどくさいからカッコを省いて笑いになって。Yeah.
So カッコ笑い became just became 笑い、
which became w o
just the W.
そうそうそう、めんどくさいから。Yeah. Right.でもそれが本当 LOLZ みたいな感じ。
So what is it about me using the W for what I that makes people think
maybe
like,
it sounds
this guy's crazy.
If you see people using LOLZ and when they're like it's a guy who's like 20,
no one's really using the LOLZ.
There's
a few. That's the thing. That's
no,
the
but
thing.
The, but a lot of a lot of Japanese people are using the W.So it's not that uncommon. Like it's just as common, if not more common, than what I on the internet.
でも、yeah. W ってツイッターで使うとしたら一文字だから使いやすいんでしょ、mm. ツイッターとかは。
でも笑いも一文字じゃない。
そっか。言い訳ねえな。なんだ
これ。
But it's so much easier because when you're typing it,、right. you could just hit.Keyboard W.
Yeah.
まあね。
But if you're writing in Japanese, you have to do wa da e like
yeah.
type it out, and then you have to delete the e, right?
まあそれがオートのさ、予測変換でわってやったらもう出るじゃん。
大体そうだよね。
うん。それでいいじゃん。
You mean you just type wa and 変換するとwa? I don't know.
Well, it's in your history.
I don't see what the problem is with the W.
I don't think there is either. I think it's just people associate that with like they think you're
lameness.
A gyarul or something. Like you're trying to be cool.
Yeah, you're trying to be cool and you're failing みたいな感じ.
Well, maybe it's just...
I'm definitely, yeah. Okay, I'm not disputing that.
Yeah.
I'm definitely trying to be cool and I'm definitely failing. But so what? Like, yeah, just
yeah,
let it...
Yeah.
What, you're going to hate me for it?
But you don't like LOL though.I don't use it ever anymore.
I'll use it.
何ハハとか
like,
but,
yeah,
it, but
I think the, I go. The, I feel like haha is a little more personal. Like I actually yeah. think it's funny.
The so, LOL is like, heh, like, heh.
しかもさ、yeah. LOL yeah. 結構嘘だからね。
I,
laughing out yeah. loud. Like I'm not laughing out loud when I'm typing LOL.
I was just gonna say that I've texted people in the same room of mm. like a stupid picture,
mm.
and they'll text.LOL straight face、
oh, yeah.
笑いなしで笑みたいな、
ね、
送ってきて笑って受け取ってさあっち見たら全然普通な顔してるわけ
you ain't laughing at all
no like, it's just like わかったわかったまあまあ面白かった
ねまあね母の方が確かにリアルだ ね, ね
like I'm texting important people right now like I'm not trying to deal with this
exactly ignore yeah I'll just throw in the LOL、yeah.
確かに、ね、確かに、
ね。But my fingers fly to the LOL so fast. It's just boom, just send it off.
いっぱいあったもんね。Be right back とかさ。
BRB.
Burp.、Yeah. I liked raffle.
LMFAO.
I like raffle.
Rolling on the floor、raffle? Laughing.
For some reason, raffle just sounds good.
What's R-O-F-L.
Yeah.
So what else is there in Japanese other than what?
The
W and warai. Because in English we have rolling on the floor laughing, laughing my ass off.
笑うのは多分笑いぐらいしかない。
GTFOH.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
あとはなんか、yeah. 涙とか汗とか。
I've used 涙.
The,、yeah. the,
もう漢字で使っちゃうよね。
The emoji that come like all typed out with the parentheses with the face. Like the, they make the face
emoticons,
with the、
yeah.
arms and、
yeah.
all that.
Right, right.
Like that's...That's super Japanese.
It's pre-programmed.
Yeah. Did, was anyone doing that before the Japanese were?
あれ多分日本のものだ。
Because even in English, we're calling it emoji or emoticons.
But weren't you doing that when you were playing online video games back in the day and you had to make a handle? And you were using all these strange characters to like make your name look cool and stuff? Oh, maybe that was just me.
Yeah. That was just you.
When I was playing Rainbow Six back in the day.
Aim a chat.
Aim. No.
いやでもあのカッコ使ってる顔文字は日本のものだよね。
Yeah, yeah.
Orz too. O-R-Z.
あれも日本のものだよね。
Is that, that's really?、
うん、
I feel like people in Australia or people that lived in Australia do that for some reason.
That's probably because a lot of Japanese people are in Australia.、
うん、あれ多分
so they developed or what? That means like ug.
It's、
right?
like no, no.
It's
土下座。
形土下座の形。
土下座の形。It's like
O が顔で。何
Then I feel like people are using that out of context. Because I never got that vibe from that. Anyways.
Vibe?
Well, it's just like you're 落ち込んでる, right?
この手をついて,
yeah.
顔、なんていうの?がっくりみたいな。
がっくり? なるほどね。そうそうそう。
So, like you're devastated.
Yeah, okay. 嫌がってるっていうか、やべえって感じでしょ。がっくりみたいな。
Like, I got dumped. Like, just devastated.
あのさ、ちょっとさ、今すごいのはさ、LINEのさ、 Oh, guys. あの、LINEのステッカーね。 LINEのステッカーにみんなが課金してるじゃん。 I don't get it.
Line?
The line that, stickers?
Yeah, it costs money. And yeah. people
you
buy
mean
that.
To buy it.
So.
Yeah, I like
the ones that they're making with the parentheses better than the line stickers.
あのね、LINEステッカーをいっぱい送られてくるとなんか打つのめんどくさいだけじゃんと思って。We have
friends that are sending a lot of line stickers. Sometimes there's a perfect line sticker
yes.
where you're just nailing it.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes you're just sending the line sticker like tekitoni and it moves the whole text by like like a full page of text.
But you know what? It's saving bored, lazy boyfriends all kinds of time to be responding.
だから嫌なんだよ.
Yeah, I know. From a girl's perspective, right. But it's like enabling people to be lazy. But it's funny.
It costs money.
Yeah, but how much? What are we talking about? 170 yen?
You could buy an app for that. You could buy software that will like tell you the weather.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
See, I still use Line normally. Like,
do you buy
I
stickers?
Wait a second.
I have fun using Line. Yeah.
Line でステッカー買ったことある?
何回もあるよ.
So,
クレヨンしんちゃん. とにかくクレヨンしんちゃん.
あるの?
Yeah.
マミ買ったことない.
I might buy that actually.
クレヨンしんちゃんマジ面白いし.
Seriously?
あのゴールデン X って知ってる?
知らない.
I don't.
ブラじゃないよ.
No one's trying to see the クレヨンしんちゃん. Stickers.
ケツだけ成人?
Yeah, no one's trying to see that right now. Wait, did you growing up? So you weren't watching like the Japanese TV shows and the Japanese.
Oh no! Well, I mean, I grew up
like
Looney Tunes. I grew up on all that good stuff. But my mom, there was one place, and anybody from Chicago area would know this place. It's called. It used to be Yaohang, and now it's Mitsuha Marketo. And it was in like Arlington Heights, Illinois, and there's a pretty big Japanese population there. And it's all Nihonshoku.
Oh.
They had a lot of kitsune udon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we would be in the shokudo, we would just be eating Japanese food, and close by they had this place called Shiranchi, which sounds like sea lunch, but it's actually sea ranch.
Oh.
The Japanese people call it Shiranchi. So my dad's always like, is it a ranch or is it lunch? Anyways, so we go there, get sushi. There's a video store right next to it.
Oh.
So we used to go there and get... I would watch Kureyon Shinchan with my mom, which is... At the time,
this
it's
explains,
the number...
This explains a lot. this explains a lot about Rai.
Well... That was the big thing that they didn't want people to watch because it's a bad influence on kids because kids started pulling down their pants and just start wagging their stuff around. But my mom loved it.
When you did that?
When
when you pulled your pants down.
And that's how my dad presented to my mother and she fell in love with him.
That was the proposal.
Yes.
Marry
Jesus
me.
Christ.
The ring was...
Hey, they're still going strong. They're doing something right.
そうだね。それは素晴らしいことだよね。So
yeah, no, I grew up on that stuff. So I did listen to a lot of Japanese, and I got pretty good exposure as a kid.
I was watching so much Ultraman.
Ultraman?
Ultraman.
Really?
Ultraman って言うと違うものに聞こえるね。
Ultraman.
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 It's like Rockman. We call it Mega Man.
Yeah.
あ、そうなんだ。
We didn't call it Rockman.
They were screwing up all the names when it went over to the States.
そうだよ。バイオハザード。まあ、ロックマンってあんま面白くないけど、名前は。うん。英語で言っちゃうと
None of the names like Batman, like
Batman, Spider-Man.
So, Atarimae.
Superman.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Wait, what is he? Oh, Spider-Man.
Oh, Superman. Okay.
でも確かにそれでも。彼はスーパーなんでしょ。アンパンマン。はい、わかります。それ日本語にしたら変だもんね。雲、雲男だもんね。Spider-Man.
Can we talk about アンパンマン?
アンパンマン. Yeah,
Anpanman
I watched a lot.
Is one of the weakest characters. His face gets wet and it's over.
That dude is struggling. How many times has his head been rebaked?
毎回だよ.
Yeah.
エピソード.
I was always looking up to Baikin Man. I always thought Baikin Man was the shit.
いつも思うんだけど、バットマンもそうだし、アンパンマンもそうなんだけど、スーパーヒーローっていつもさ、苦しんでるじゃん。 Villain, 悪者の方が楽しそうじゃない人生?
There was a lot of maniacal laughter.
No.
だってゴールもあるし、いつもイニシアチブ取ってるし、いつも笑ってるじゃん。
Baikin Man has the girl.
Yeah.
Like Baikin Man's girl. Yeah, Dokin-chan is fine. Dokin-chan is fine. I'm not about like Anpanman is just all he does is get his head ruined.
He's got no fingers.
He's hanging out with the white bread guy who's not
Shokupanman.
But Dokin-chan is Baikin-man より Shokupanman の方が好きなんだよ. That's a sad part.
He's like the dude from Scooby Doo.
Which dude?
The white guy.
Scooby Dooby Doo.
Oh, the
what's his name again? What's the white guy's name? Not Robin. Is it Robin? No.
What's his name? The guy with the scarf around his neck.
Yeah, that with yuppie look and a white sweater.
That was a really popular image. Like back then, if you were the tall, blonde, blue-eyed white guy, like all the like cool guys were like that.
Yeah.
Just leading shit. Yeah.
And the buxom redhead that, for some reason, was in that group. Yeah. Yeah. But I wanted to be Kare Panma. That's got to be the most powerful...
No.
Kare in your eyes has got to be horrible.
If you're Kare Panma, you have a headache all day. Like, you definitely got a headache.
Energy max だ,
and his head is omoi. Right, more than shock.
パポタポしてる。パッサパサ、あ、ベタベタだよ。いいじゃん、別にそれで。一番嫌じゃん。だってカレーかかったら痛えぞ。まあね。What's
up with them flying into space? Every time he gets his ass beat, he flies up into space.
Well, he gets hit up into space with the circle thing.
And it's like into space.
そうそうそう。相当のパワーだからね。
That's ridiculous.
超強いよ。顔さえ濡れなければ超強いよ。
The bakery superheroes. Who thought of that?
John Morrison. They throw the head like across the country, pinpoint,
and it perfectly.
We can't even do that with lasers and satellite imagery right now.
Yeah. This is probably in the future. We might be made out of bread, and our heads are being replaced.
No,
hey, it's like that movie Signs. The aliens can't deal with the water.
まあでも平和だけどね、誰も死なないしさ。That's so ridiculous.
で、暴力といえばさ、パンチだけじゃん。で、頭がバカすんじゃん。そう、でもあの街の問題は常に子供がお腹空いて泣いてることだよね。ああ、そうだね。で、いつもさ、僕の顔をどうぞって言ってあげてさ、少なくなってるから弱いじゃん。
Here is my face, little kids.
Eat my face.
What are you talking about?
My forehead is so much better than my cheeks.
だってさ、英語になってるはずじゃん。何が?
What is?
アンパンマン、字幕とか。
それ見たことないね。見てみたいな。なんて言ってんだろうね。アンパンマンってなんて言うんだろう。
Well, there was... Okay, so not just Japanese stuff in the States, but there was a lot of foreign stuff here in Japan. RoboCop was huge when I was a kid. Everyone was into RoboCop. There was like RoboCop.
あと、Ninja Turtles.
Dolls and everything.
あれ、Ninja Turtles? Mutant Turtles?
Yeah, they weren't that popular when I was a kid. It was all about...
It was huge here,
RoboCop.
Well, there was a big Japan connection. They went to Japan for, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 or something.
There was a Japanese Spider-Man back in, like, the 50s.
Yeah,
Japanese Spider-Man.
How did it... 実写だよ、しかも。
It's on YouTube. It's ridiculous.
どうスパイダーマンになったの?
It's like... Just そのまま...
ちょっとゆるめの...
Spider-Man.
じゃあ適当に...
It's like Spider-Man, but he's skinnier. It's like someone dresses Spider-Man for Halloween and made a show.
なるほどね。だってセーラームーンとかもヨーロッパですごい人気だもんね。みんな、そう、私ぐらいの世代の子がちっちゃい時から見てたって言ってるぐらいだから。日本大好きな人たちが。じゃなくても、普通に。やっぱり昔珍しかったが逆にアニメが。今でこそあれだけどさ。 だからセーラームーンとかも変身するときに
Never got into that.
裸でくるくる回るの。
It's
actually pretty erotic.
That's why they're watching.
Where can I see this?
Probably YouTube.
Really?
すごい。だって今日本のアニメが放送されたら速攻でスペイン語とか英語とかの字幕をもう無料でみんながオンラインでつけるから、その字幕つける人の仕事もうないよ。You know what I mean? みんながボランティアでも趣味でやっちゃうから。
Well, they don't get the 字幕 right anyway.
Yeah,
most of the time.
I'm not digging the 字幕
in anything.
でも結構ね、スペイン、スペインはやっぱすごい。だってスペイン語とカタラン語どっちもすぐ出るの字幕。
What's カタラン語？
Catalan is the other language.
Catalan is Barcelona.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
It was a different country called Catalonia.
Yeah.
だから。
なるほどね。
だからバルセロナ。
It's just a different dialect.
Yeah. So, だからバルセロナの人にお前スペイン人だろうって言うと怒られるよ。
How much stuff was there? How much of the stuff, Japanese stuff in the States that's Japanese? Like how much of that is like not getting credit for being from Japan?
Sony.
Yeah, a lot of people don't even know Sony's Japanese. It's weird.
A lot of people don't know a lot of Japanese companies are
Datsun.
Japanese.
Datsun. People, a lot of people in the States don't even know that Datsun is Nissan. Because when after the war, like people in the U.S. are like, I'm not trying to buy a Japanese car. Mm. Like they were allied with the Nazis and stuff. So what Nissan did is they're like, oh, we're just going to change our name to Datsun.
Rebranding.
And so they're coming out with their cars with the Datsun name on it and it worked. It was a huge success.
アメリカ人がそれを信じてくれないとき超イラッとする。ソニーって日本の会社なんだよっていうときに No, it's called Sony.
Guess what about
Western.
Datsun? They're bringing the Datsun brand back for
racing.
I think in for their more affordable cars. So they're going to be selling Nissans as Datsun, I think, in like India and China.
Wow.
And part of the reason being that China is not feeling the Japanese brand, right? Yeah, so they're going right back to their like 1960
well,
strategy
though,
of changing it to Datsun.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
That's a good strategy, though.
Because in China, they were like boycotting all the Japanese made cars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 海外で知られてない日本のもの?
Mario.
Yeah.
Mario.
Nintendo
はさすがに
日本って知ってるでしょ?
Pretty specifically Japanese.
But they don't a lot of people don't specifically know that Mario is Japanese or like Pac-Man. They don't know that Pac-Man's Japanese.
Yeah.
Mm.
Pac-Man comes from paka, like to eat.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Pac-Man is going around like puck 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 puck, just eating puck 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 puck, like eating the puck 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 puck, like eating the little.
どんだけ同じこと言うんだよ。今びっくりした私。
I was just trying to freak you out. Trying to freak you out.
壊れたと思ったね。マイケル。
パクパク少女。
My brain was just short circuiting.
でもバイオハザードもそうじゃん。バイオハザードもさ、
なんか What do they call it?
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil.
そうそれバイオハザードしててさって言うと、え何それ ？No, it's Resident Evil. You're wrong みたいな。
Oh, I want to play some Biohazard right now. That game is amazing. I never finished it. The first Biohazard. I played it for like a week straight. Couldn't figure it out.
It was that amazing.
It's just really difficult because you, like. These days, all the video games are so easy. It's like, oh, go over here. Oh, check your objectives list. Like, oh, here's your waypoint. They tell you where to go, and if you don't know, you can just look online.
Yeah.
But back then, when you're playing Biohazard,
you had to buy walkthroughs.
You're asking kids at school, like, dude, I'm stuck on Biohazard. Like, what? I pushed the statue over, and I found the like gem inside the statue and I got the key and I'm going to that door with the passcode but I don't know the pass like it's really
Biohazard って動かし方が特殊だったじゃん目線で動かさないといけないからすぐ壁にぶつかって壁にぶつかりながら走るみたいなさ他のゲームと視点が違う
drifting drift in Biohazard like where you're running sideways but that's like the fastest way to run
Yeah. そうそうそうそう、そうなの。でも超ダサいの。
It's like using the yellow arrows on N64 to strafe.
You mean...
Once you figure that out, GoldenEye, you're...
Yeah, in all the Nintendo... GoldenEye, you're running at 45 degrees all the time. If you're any good, you're always running at 45
While
degrees.
While shooting.
Yeah, with the rocket launcher.
Oh, yeah.
Biohazard 楽しかったな。
And same for like Mario Kart とか. You're always doing the drifting.
Marika, ne? Marika.
Marika.
Marika,
you didn't know that? Marika, no. Marika.
Yeah. Are you just making this up?
Do you know what? Do you know what Marika means in Spanish?
Why would he?
Give me
that?
A hint.
It means like gay.
That wasn't a hint. That was.
That was an answer.
That wasn't a hint at all.
It really, really. How would you use that in context?
Ano, 呼びかけ.
Can you speak some Spanish right now?
Yeah. Como, like, como estás?
Muy bien, gracias.
El
nachos.
Michael, よくね、あの bullshit Spain 語作るんだよ。ね。
Sometimes, if I have to.
Yeah.
I would not be able to get around in Spain at all.I need to go overseas.
そうだよ、マイケル、日本とアメリカしかいたことないもんね。
I know, I know. I'm going to like bimyo places like
沖縄。
Okinawa is not bimyo, dude.
I love Okinawa to death.
Right, getting
Okinawa is like my favorite place.
地理的に日本ではないよね、沖縄。It's kind of like for me, it's Hawaii.
Hawaii.Hawaii is not the U.S.
Guam は行くよりは沖縄の方が全然いいよ。
Yeah, so I've been to like Guam and just like places that are still the U.S. or Japan. Well, there's like Guam is.
You have to go outside.
Guam is I.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right.
When people are listening to this podcast, I'll be in Phuket. Yes.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare
you? Sure, everybody's got to pause it right with you.
Yeah, I'm just gonna pause it right now.
Oars.
I'm gonna oars it right now.
そうだよ。もっといろんな国に行かないと。
So what are you gonna be doing in
Phuket?
Phuket.
ゾウに乗ったり。
ゾウさん。
そう。
ゾウさん。
乗ったり、ダイビング。ダイビングしたり。ねえ、すぐ下ネタにするぞやって。
Well, you said, okay, you could have started with something else.
俺はクレヨンしんちゃんの話してた。
Yeah, this クレヨンしんちゃん。
ゾウさん、ゾウさん。
あのね、部屋にプールがついてんの。部屋にプールがついてんの。
部屋にゾウがついてるわけね。
ついてくるの、ゾウさん。
ついてこないよ。
ついてねえんだ。まあいいや。
注文すればいいじゃん。じゃあ、ゾウさん。
あとは、そうだからダイビングしたりビーチでのんびりしたり、うん、マッサージしたりとか
スキューバーシュノーケル
スキューバスキューバダイビング
免許持ってんの
持ってるよ、
okay.
Do you?
No, I'm such an idiot. My parents、Why? Live in Hawaii and I don't have one.
もったいな簡単に取れるよ3日ぐらいで
Scuba diving was one of the scariest things I've ever done.
あのねマイケル怖がりすぎだから、うん、沖縄でねやったのそしたらレギュレーターをギュッて加えすぎて怖いから顎筋肉痛になってるの
Oh my god, my jaw was ruined for like a week.
He is a biter.
でもね男の方が怖がるんだよねスキューバとか女の子で怖がってる子見たことないけど結構男はなんか怖いって言ってる
I'm justNot okay. Look, I'm not retarded. I'm not completely dumb. I'm not like so. I realize that there's 10 meters yeah. of ocean above my head. Like I look up, and if something happened right now, if my regulator like got messed up, or if I accidentallypush a bunch of water up into my goggles.
I actually almost died the other day doing scuba diving.
Oh, yeah, okay, exactly. Exactly. This is why I was scared.
Yeah.
Miyakejima de.
It's scary. Scuba diving is if there's like a shark or a stingray.
Well, what he's saying, what he's saying is there's so many things that are beyond your control.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. What do you mean?
That is part of nature that you can't do. And Steve Irwin, who is supposed to be the man of nature,
just chilling with crocodiles and he gets taken out by a stingray.
Right.
If Steve Irwin can be killed by a stingray, I could be killed by like a minnow.
A bluegill.
Like a parrotfish would just devour my face and it'd be over.
You'd ram your forehead.
My skeletons are just dangling in the ocean, just floating around.
As Michael makes these weird like, hand motions.
Like after I've been mangled by a parrotfish, this is what I look like. I'm just,
no
my
one
body.
Can see you, Michael.
My arms are just floating.
Bad radio.
スクーバとかサーフィンとか山登りとかそういう自然でこう危険も伴うけど自分のコントロールじゃどうにもできないことが楽しいんじゃん。
Well, the scuba is different because you're basically a dying fish in the water. We're not equipped to be swimming around.
You're 100% dependent on your tank
yeah.
and your oxygen,
それが楽しいんだよ
your equipment. if something it's the same thing as being in a spaceship.
If something happens, it happens. You die. You know, it's the same thing as
skydiving. That doesn't mean it's not scary.
Like wearing a seatbelt in an airplane.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same thing. I'm not scared when I'm on
but,
the plane.
Okay, but if you're in a spaceship in space, and
there's like a... まあそこまで行ったらさ、怖がってる場合じゃないじゃん、だって。
No, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
じゃあ、 Mike が言ってるのは、多分
It's not
良さはわかるよ。でもなぜ彼は恐怖感を持ってるかっていうとこういう理由。
If you're on the so I was standing on the bottom of the ocean with a little air tank.
Yeah.
And if something happens to that little air tank, it's over. I'm not saying that the odds are high, but it's possible.
でもだから一人で潜らないんだよ。だからバディがいて He can lend you the regulator.
Yeah, but something... Like, my dad used to go scuba diving a lot. Mm. So he has, like, stories of, like, getting stuck in, like, kelp. And not being able to surface right away. Or, like, his weight belt fell off. And so he went up into some kelp and got stuck.
Mm.
Like, stuff happens. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it happens all the time.
And you're saying there's no sharks, but there's nothing in between you and a... Like, there's a shark somewhere. You don't know where the nearest shark is.
Sharks don't
but there's no
eat
wall.
Divers. Sharks don't eat divers.
We are getting way off topic.
Yeah, there's no wall there, you know, so it's scary.
Okay.
Well, having said all this,
yeah,
I really want to get my scuba license.
そうだよ、楽しいよ。
Yeah, I'm really trying. I mean, it's a different world. It's a different world.
It is a different world.
It's
You're
paddy,
missing
right?
out.
Huh? Paddy, right?
Paddy. Paddy no license.
Yeah.
Open water.
Do you have to do a night dive? Because that freaks me out.
No, you don't.
Oh, you don't?
Open water はいらない. でも night dive 楽しいよ. あれ真っ暗.
それこそコントロールがなくなる.
なんか,
I want to go diving in Okinawa and look at the what do they call it? Like off the coast of Okinawa, there's like ancient ruins under the ocean. Like an ancient civilization. Left all these weird structures under the ocean.
それなんていうの日本語で。
遺跡じゃない？
遺跡か。
うん。
Yeah. So the artifacts.
うん。
And they were like Graham Hancock dived on these sites.
Okay.
And
それ普通の人行けんの？
Yeah, you can go. Okay. It's just there's really strong currents there, so it's kind of difficult to actually dive. It's kind of dangerous.
Mm.
It's like scuba diving in a river.
You would need a buddy. I mean, you're going with a team.
Yeah.
でもハワイはね、あんまり流れとかもそんなないし。ハワイはね、モロカイとかね、半端じゃない。もう世界が違う。I
do it at Hawaii to.
That's where my parents live.
That's where my cousin lives.
Hanauma Bay is ruined. I'm saying it right now. I'm calling it. Done. Don't even bother going. Hanauma Bay is ruined. I used to snorkel there all the time when I was a kid.
Where is that?
Hanauma Bay is on... Yeah, Honolulu. It's pretty close. It's on Oahu. You can drive out there. It's not that far. But it used to be beautiful.
Mm.
I used to snorkel at Hanauma Bay. I'd be chasing like puffer fish around and like looking at all the coral. It's just... stunning, like one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. And then I went to Hanauma Bay recently and it was just garbage. The coral's all dead, no fish, no visibility, tons of jellyfish. It's like diving in hell. It's just like I couldn't believe how much Hanauma Bay had been damaged.
But
like,
what do you think was the
it's just become such a tourist spot that
what does the jellyfish have to do with that?
I don't know.
Do they migrate towards dirtier beaches?
I think there's more jellyfish because of climate change. It's like warmer,
sure,
so they come
right,
closer
sure,
and
sure.
all that weird. I don't know what the exact mechanism for the jellyfish population getting crazy, but the fish and the wildlife is all dependent on the coral, right? The coral is what sustains that ecosystem.
Mm.
So when the people are stepping on the coral,
killing the coral,
and killing the coral, like if you just touch coral, coral's like weak as fuck.
Right.
So you touch coral, it just immediately dies.
Well, the oils that we emit from our bodies kill coral
immediately. Yeah. Right? あとね、すごい嫌なのは、よく美容師の人とかが言うんだけど、海に入ると髪が痛むじゃん。だから、コンディショナーつけて海に入るといいですよとか言うんだよ。
which is horrible for the
environment. It's so bad.
I'm sure.
Don't do it.
Wait,
do that.
Like the hair conditioner is bad for the coral, is what you're saying.
Bad for the ocean, obviously.
Well, we've got oil tankers dumping. Like.
Well, we have nuclear submarines rotting at the bottom of oceans.
We just leave garbage all over. If you're hot, go ahead and just wear some air conditioner. Just don't do it at Hanuma Bay. But we've got so much garbage and stuff going in the ocean at this point. Like the coral's dead. Like they need to close. Like I want them to close Hanuma Bay for 10 years.
Yeah.
But they won't do it because they need money.
マミ花馬部以外に有料のビーチ行ったことない。しかもさ、入る前にビデオ見させられるじゃん。環境に優しくしましょう。それなのに汚くなっちゃったんだ。
It's not working.
That's really sad. That's really sad.
We're just destroying like a lot of places like that. 花馬部 is not the only one.
まあね。だって湘南とか超汚いじゃん。
Yeah, 湘南。It has been like that for a long time. But anywhere where you get people, and Japanese people are like the most clean, responsible people in the world, relatively speaking.
And yet...
There are no garbage cans anywhere in Japan. We're always holding garbage, trying to figure out how to throw stuff away.
Yeah, that's happening.
But in any other country, people are just throwing it on the ground.
Yeah. You know what's really amazing is how Japanese people treat cars mm-hmm. versus how Americans treat cars.
For sure.
Mm. If you're buying a used car in the States, you're buying a piece of crap.
A POS.
It's definitely garbage. Mm. Like, there's definitely a lot of things broken, a lot of things going on, like rust and just people putting their feet up on the dash.
Even if it's CarMax certified.
Just dropping CarMax.
そうだね。あと日本車検があるからね。
But it's the people. It's just how they treat stuff they own. Like this laptop is used, but I can buy used stuff in Japan, mm-hmm. and it's just immaculate, just mm-hmm. amazing condition. But if you buy used stuff in the U.S., it's just you're just buying garbage. Like it's mm-hmm. so damaged.
まあ、
so
物を大事にする。もったいない spirit.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah. Japan hasn't had a lot of area to work with in terms of it's just a small island, whereas mm. in any other countries we're expanding, we're just adding new stuff. Japanese people have to figure out what to do with this little land.
Old
so
Aiba.
They're building everything vertically.
Old Aiba.
They're creating they're creating airports on the ocean.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like that's what we have to do.
Think about this. If you can figure out, if you got a team of scientists together and just figured out like efficient ways to add land to Japan.
Yeah.
If you just added like a square, like 10 square kilometers to like where Tokyo Bay is, for example, you just added some land there.
Well, isn't that
how much is that worth?
Isn't that what like Urayasu, like Disneyland? Yeah.
That's
like
what they did.
Adding land like that, that's got to be so much money.
Well, that's what they did. That's what Disneyland is.
And the earthquake messed it up because of that.
Oh,
it
was
because
Disneyland flooded.
Well, remember,
right?
our buddy Sean, he couldn't shower for like a week. Just nothing was working. His house was tilted.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. It's not,
it's not real land.
It's not real.
No, it's not
good enough.
Yeah.
Well, the land in Tohoku was messed up too. It fell.
Yeah.
It fell like over a meter. Mm. So when I was in Ishinomaki, it was just flooding the whole time because every day the tide would come in, but the whole Ishinomaki city fell like a meter. It was like three weeks later,
which is pretty.
So that gasoline とかなかったからね、すぐ後は。
すごいよね。
It was, but that Ishinomaki city was just flooding every day with the tide. So I was seeing like all the students were like going to school in rain boots every day. It was really weird. Yeah, and it's like intersections in the middle of the city flooded. It's just flooded. And it's still 1 meter lower. So actually that whole region is much more susceptible to tsunami than it used to be.
Of course.
そうだよね。
What did you do for showering and bathing?
I was just wiping myself with the cool type of, yeah. like, what are those?
Gatsby
のお手拭きみたいな。
Yeah, お手拭き like things. I was just wiping my body like 10 days straight. I'm just wiping myself off with that.
すごいよね。
Dude, it was cold. I got
そうだ、冬だもんね。
I got 凍傷 on my foot.
What is that, frostbite?
Yeah, I got frostbite.
Really?
Yeah. 超危ないよ。
Dude, one of the craziest things I saw was like, it was so windy where we were that all the tents got blown by the wind. The wind was so strong that even the most technologically advanced tents, like tents that cost like $1,000, were being ripped out of the ground. Mm. So like, this is like the worst thing ever because we're all like volunteers getting no sleep, super cold, super tired. We're living on pasta.
Not showering.
We're living on like soul, man. We haven't had showers in forever. And like 3-4 days into this thing, we're just miserable. We're just dealing with the hisaisha the whole time. But then all of a sudden our tents all get blown by the wind and start being ripped out of the ground. And so we're actually on a track field. Mm. And all the tents are just tumbling and just flying across the field. Huge tents.
Yeah. Dangerous.
Like, it was like enormous tumbleweed tents. Tumbling across this track field.
Tumble tents.
And these tents had like 200 kilos of stuff in it.
Like, just
a death.
Well, like, so if you have a tent like that with like 6 people in it, each person is bringing about 12 liters of water. So that's 12 kilos per person already. So all the water, all the food, all of our supplies for like 9 nights in Ishinomaki in one tent, and the tent still gets ripped out of the ground and is like flying. Like, it was so windy.
The worst tumbleweed ever.
でもさ、人入ってなくてよかったね。
Oh, even if there were people inside,
they would have
been,
flied.
Yeah.
That's exactly why. Yeah. I mean, it's good that no one was in there.
It was a disaster. So we're all like running and chasing our tents. Like, we're like chasing down our tents, and like our backpacks are being thrown out of the tent while it's tumbling.
Yeah.
And so people's stuff and their food is just being scattered. Yeah. And this is like, we have no electricity. We have no water. We have no food.
Yeah.
This is all we have. And everyone's tents are just being blown across. And I'm just thinking like, oh,
fuck,
nature is a motherfucker.
And just if things couldn't have gotten any worse.
Yeah, exactly.
So long,
just brutal.
Well, one of the big topics, we've done a lot of CSR work over there. And the main issue was always, the people there obviously are struggling and they're living in massive warehouses and things like that. And the people that they send over to do psychological
support.
Basically psychologists and things like that to help people out, themselves became even more depressed dealing with the kids who just have horrible images in their mind.
Yeah.
And they would tell the kids, you know, draw something that represents your family. And then they would just draw big waves, killing the city, parents dying. Like, it was tough for the people
stories,
that were doing the psych. Yeah,
the stories I was hearing, just ridiculous. When I was up there, just, and everyone was just like, everyone I was meeting, they had lost friends and family.
Yeah.
And, like, they're just like the lone survivor.
Mm.
You know? It was bad. It was ridiculous. But I took this picture, but the kids there were really resilient.
Yeah.
Like, the parents were just devastated. But the kids were like, I was there and like kids are riding their bikes around.
Yeah.
And like, so I was delivering like water and like food and stuff. And I had kids like come up to us and they're like so happy because I brought them like batteries.
Right.
And they're like putting the batteries in their Game Boy and they're just like, yes.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Like, 超喜んでた.
You kind of get both aspects of like really happy and really sad. It's just runs the gamut, you know, when things like this happen.
And they were drawing on the cars.
Yeah.
So there's all these destroyed cars all over the city.
Right.
So these kids are like drawing like ampanman on the cars, I have a picture of this, but like they're drawing like Anpanman and like Baikinman on the windows because it flooded and everything was coated in dirt. And then the water receded and went away. Yeah. They're just like writing on all the windows of the cars, like little pictures and stuff.
Demo recovery すごい早かったね.
I don't know. What do you think, Michael?
とかのアスファルトとかの like once all the debris were out, アスファルト直したりとか.
まあ結構コミュニケーションの問題でさ、なんかレッドクロスに
I wasn't happy with the recovery.
I was managing
the Soko, and we had so many problems up there. Like when I got up there, like my boss, the guy that was managing stuff, he's a guy named Mantoru. Mantoru is the shit, by the way. Shout out to Mantoru from Pisuboto. But he was doing an amazing job. But he got there at the same time I did. That's how, like, the guy that was running the whole operation, this guy, got there at the same time I did. So, like, no one was prepared. No one knew what they were doing.
No.
They weren't communicating with Jietai properly to get all... So I was riding my bike out there every morning at like 5 a.m. surveying the survivors out there. Like, what do you need? Do you guys have electricity? Do you guys have water? And usually it's like, no, we don't have electricity. Yeah. No, we don't have water. You know, it's like, yeah. I don't have a... Like, the situation for a lot of people is they were like, they would wake up, they would walk like an hour and a half to one of these places where the Jietai was giving out water. They would get water and then they would walk back home, and that was it. Like, that was their day. Right. And then they would try to like clean up their place.
Right.
And yeah, what you were saying about people sending stuff that you don't need, like there was a lot of that, because people were thinking like, oh, they need I don't know. We were getting a lot of weird stuff.
Well, okay, like leather
shoes.
What did you, in your opinion, what was the least lacking at the time?
Volunteers,
just people.
Yeah,
but they were trying to get a lot of volunteers there, and they were shutting volunteers down too.
So.
They were putting a limit
on
that.
It was a big mistake because when I was there, we had a team. There were not that much people, so I was there with Peace Boat and Megumi Japan was there. I think it was called Megumi Japan. And those are the only two groups that were there at all. And Jietai. But Jietai was so busy trying to clear the roads and stuff that they couldn't really deal with the people.
Yeah.
So when there were still boats on top of buildings, in buildings. There were huge ships on the street. And it was blocking the roads. So it was very difficult to transport food and water. So I'm like driving around boats and around houses. There was like houses in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Made like no sense.
なんかボランティアの人数規制してたのはあれだよね。その自分のサプライを持っていかないで行っちゃう人がいるから。
We had a K car and K truck. That's it.
なんかその水とか食べ物とかを持たないで手ぶらで行っちゃう人がいるから。
Well, when we heard about why they wouldn't let any more people over there is because they needed water and supplies. They didn't need people. It's what the message a lot of people got in Tokyo, I think.
So the problem was the roads. Yeah. The roads to get to Ishinomaki or Tohoku, Sendai, the roads themselves were destroyed. There were zero restrooms the whole way up from once we were in Fukushima, and we were like parked right next to the Daiichi Genpatsu there, which wasn't good.
Yeah.
But the whole way from Fukushima up to Ishinomaki, and it's a pretty far drive. It's like 4 hours or something, three or four hours. It took us like 12 hours or something because of the roads.
Wow.
Because the roads were so bad. Like, we were driving on the highway. They had like fixed it kind of. But they just like poured concrete and just made like ramps.
Patched it.
So we're driving on the highway, but we're driving like at sometimes we were driving like 15 kilometers per hour, like yeah. super slow, and the bus is just dipping, and then just like it's a mess. The roads were just a disaster. So that's why people couldn't really go.
Mm.
That's why like my car obviously would have a lot of problems.
Mm.
Right.
So what's so when 311 actually happened? There's why. I mean, for us, it's kind of bittersweet because we're Japanese, but we did grow up in the States and things like that. But pure foreigners in Japan, we had kind of a, we got to stay in Japan
そうでもね、そうすごい大変だったよ。外資系の人で金融とかで、なんだろう、そのやっぱりレディーションとか怖いから、自分なんだタイに行ったりとか、韓国とかに行ったりして、大阪。そうすると一番大変なのは、あの、日本の会社とジョイントベンチャーしてる外資がやっぱり顔が立たないから、もう首。そう。あ、a lot of more 帰ってきたらお前のせいじゃないからみたいな。It was a lot of knee-jerk reactions to
And they were like, we got to get the hell out of here.
Well, I mean, I don't blame them. The nuclear situation was pretty scary.
Yeah, and what was really fucked up was that 日本人は別にそれ怒ってなかったじゃん。いや、そうかな。なんか私が話した時、人たちは別に怒ってきてなかったんだけど、 Japan Times かどっかが、もうなんか、 What did they say?
ビビって逃げてるみたいな。逃げてるっていうことは、なんか、その逃げてる外人のことを、なんだっけ?
日本人がなんかあだ名つけてすごい怒ってるみたいな。フライジン。あ、そうだ、フライジン。でもね、誰も言ってないよ、そんなの。だから勝手にそうやって出したから、 all the people who can read English read it, and then they freaked out. Like, やばい、日本人めっちゃキレてるみたいな。
That could have been...
そうだ、フライジン。フライジン。
That could have been way worse than it was.
Yeah.
誰がその言葉を作ったんだろうね。誰も言ってんの聞かなかった。いや、でも絶対いたよ、日本人。俺もたまに思った。だって、まあでもね、オフィスとかで確かに仕事を全部放棄して、なんか知らない間に行っちゃう人とか、あとなんか学校のインターの校長先生とかが学校を放置して自分だけ逃げたりとかしてて、確かにね、なんか
Well, the US ambassador to Japan, he took off, didn't he?
Mm.
He's like, I'm out. I'm not trying to hang around.
でも確かに、まあちょっと落ち着けばっていうところもあったけど、でもそんなみんなさ、ブチ切れてるわけじゃん。でも唯一の違いは、まあハーフだとか日本で育った人たちって、まあプライドがあるわけじゃん、日本だから。だから家族もいるしね。この時期に逃げてしまったら、何なのみたいな。だから日本にいなきゃっていう気持ちは俺は少なくてもあった。親にも、もう早く帰ってこいよみたいな。もう喧嘩するぐらいお前帰ってこい早くっつって。でも、いや、そんな、
思ってるほど広くないし、まあここにいた方がね、海外の見た目とやっぱり日本にいて見てるものと全然違ったからね。私もすごい、いろんな人にもう早く来ないよ。
The Western media, when it came to the Fukushima accident, it was like end of the world talk.
It was the worst in Germany.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the anti-nuclear sentiment in Germany is pretty crazy.
だからそれを押すために、その緑の党がもう思いっきり、メディアに出して、だからもう東京は死の街ですみたいな。だからその花粉症でマスクしてるの写真を使って、もうみんなレディエーションだからマスクしないと歩けないとか、なんちゃかんちゃ嘘のこと言ってたから。
Well, no, that was true. That was true. If you weren't wearing a mask, you were a dummy. Like right then, the nuclear...
Yeah, but the picture was false.
No, but you...
They weren't wearing that for radiation. And they said, like, there's no one in Tokyo. Like, Tokyo is a ghost town. Everybody fled. There's no one here.
Well, which it was pretty ghosty.
No, it was totally here, and it was a ghost town. Yeah. I didn't see anybody.
While the lights were off.
That wasn't true. I went to Feria, and people were out.
No, like, right when it was like a charity night. No, listen. When the nuclear incident happened, there was nobody outside. There was no food. I had no food and no water for
weeks. It's not true that everybody fled, and there was no one. And it's a death town.
Well, you can't use everybody. Obviously, is not the correct word.
Okay. So, there were still people in Tokyo, but there was probably less people in Tokyo than there has been in decades. It was a ghost town.
だからドイツ行った時、すごいいろんな人に謝られたの。
Why?
日本人だって言ったら。 いやうちの国がフリークアウトしてごめんねみたいな。
No, no, but that,
すごい激しかったから。
But mommy, that's true. That's not a lie. Like everyone was wearing a mask. There were no people.
Have you read the articles that they wrote in Germany?
No, no, but what you're saying,
it was so intense.
What you're saying about it being a ghost town and people fleeing Tokyo, even Japanese people, that's absolutely true. I saw everyone leaving. I saw Japanese people. They were all leaving. They all went west to Osaka. Everybody
or Hong Kong.
No. Yeah. I was here and I was traveling trying to find food and toilet paper because we literally had no food in Asagaya at all. I had no water.
Yeah, I couldn't. Mean, like, I couldn't. Cleared out. I know, yeah. But like this was not そんなすぐ後だよ。もう原発とかの話が全部何明るみになってきてから
収まってから
そう収まってみんながもう帰ってあの外資系の人たちが帰ってきてるようなタイミングでもうずっとドイツではもう日本はもう人が全然いなくてもう終わりみたいな感じでずっと言ってたのだからヨーロッパに行って空港に行くともうみんなお前日本人かみたいな感じで日本大丈夫日本大丈夫みたいな感じで
It was pretty bad though There was like everything was closed Everything was closed the whole timeI couldn't get any water. I couldn't get any food. I lost like over 10 kilos in like 2 weeks. I was eating pokki the whole time. Mm. And I didn't know what to do.
Did you have like foreign clients? その時?
Well, business basically shut down. Because when
really?
Everybody found out, well, it happened, what day of the week was it?
水曜日とか。
It was something in the middle of the week. Mm. Well, we actually had somebody in pitching business.And during that meeting, this happened, this earthquake. And he's from Singapore, so he has no idea what's going on. The building's swaying.
The
building is swaying.
We're overlooking a huge window that overlooks the Tokyo Tower, and we saw the Tokyo Tower dancing. It was going side to side.
The tip broke off.
The tip bent.
The tip. Bent. Yeah, the tip bent.
Bent. Yeah.
So when that guy, and he had like a leg injury, he couldn't take the elevator down. So we had to walk seven flights. Well, I had to walk seven flights of stairs with his suitcase. But yeah, he had to go through that day. So we're watching everything unfold on CNN or one of these big TVs. And everybody from Tohoku is trying to call everybody. None of the phones work.
Yeah.
And that's when Facebook...kind of catapulted into legit social media territory
and
in Japan because they got 2 million new users right after 3/11 because that was the only means of communication that was direct.
So みんなツイッターとフェイスブックで連絡取ってたもんね。それまでそんな大きくなかった。
And that, I mean, it was such a great thing for Facebook to just be present because it helped so... Everybody hates on Facebook a lot, but that really helped people connect.
It did.
Families... It's totally different from what it would have been 30 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
I was not reaching anybody except for people on Facebook.
Exactly.
そうね。Yeah. しかもさ、あの、Twitter と Facebook の良かったところは、一人一人に連絡取らなくても、なんだろう、私大丈夫ですって帰っとけば、もう、誰でも見れるじゃん。
生きてますよ。
そうそうそう。誰でも見れるから、
1
対1で連絡しなくていいっていう、ね。
And that's what your parents want to see. そこが安心したいだけでしょ。
そう
大丈夫かどうか。
そう
で、大丈夫って言ったら、なるほど、じゃあ、息できる。
そう
っていう、それだけでも、
全然違うもんね。
そう
そうだよね。私もオフィスの外にいたから、オフィスに戻んなきゃいけなくて、26階階段で。
How prepared were you guys for that?
うちの会社全然プレペアじゃなかったから、あの他のね、
really?
下に金融の会社が入ってたから、そこはもうなんかヘルメットかぶって、
so、
みんなリュック背負って。
At work, did you have food and water and first aid kits?
全然ないの。だから泊まらなくちゃいけなくて。
Really? We didn't either. We bought it afterwards. Yeah.
そうでオフィスに泊まんなきゃいけなかったから。
Really?
Yeah.
You couldn't leave?
なんかさあの時ってこの後また大きいのが来るかなんか分かんなかったじゃん何も。で暗くなっちゃったから。
We walked home.
Well, there was like no, there was no trains.
Alone,
there was no trains, and the roads were jammed.
But people, I walked from where our company, like Shimbashi Toranomo area, back home to like the.
How long did it take?
Harajuku, whatever. Well, it took about 3 hours of walking, but it was just a big migration. It was tons of people. It was like a zombie apocalypse without the zombies. So the cars were
peaceful
there.
Peaceful zombies.
Yeah.Things might fall if something happens. Yeah. So that was the only real concern.
Oh, you remember that refinery blew up in Chiba?
Yeah.
When?
An oil refinery just exploded in Chiba.
When was that?
And everyone saw it. Like,
when?
This is like when the earthquake happened.
Yeah. Oh. あとあのお台場のところのビル
燃えてたりとかさ。It was like a bomb.
あと横浜もすごかったもんね。あの、瓦、あの壁のあれが落ちてきたりとか。
So this is going to happen again.
Yeah.
It's going to happen again.
Sooner or later.
We don't know when it's going to happen, but like the Tokai thing is sketch. Japan is just chilling on way too many fault lines.
There's not a lot of good news coming out of Tohoku.
Just the nuclear thing is so ridiculous.
And that shitsugen the other day that the guy made about Ma Rayon.
I didn't follow.
Do you know about this? なんかその水が漏れちゃってるじゃん外に汚染水がそれのことをなんか内部でinternallyにはマーライオンって呼んでるんですけどねって he like joked about it like this high up guy and then it upset everybody.
Well,
like,
what is that?
You know that マーライオンって シンガポールのさあの入ってるライオンいるじゃん水入ってるライオン。
Yeah.
So like they were joking about it internally, and then he had to talk about it in front of the media.
Pretty tasteless.
I don't know if I'm ever gonna be cool with people joking about it.
Yeah, I know.
It's just because it's such an ongoing thing. Because so many people have been affected by the nuclear accident. Like the thyroid problems.
Yeah.
Like, I know for a fact that I've been exposed to a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm always worried, like, oh, I might have a thyroid problem. I probably have, like, radioactive strontium isotopes in my bones.
だから結構ツイッターでそれジョーク言って首になった人とかいるもんね。 Or that Family Guy writer.
Oh yeah. Well, and the guy that did the Aflac commercials.
So.
Kill yourself.
Yeah, the guy.
I'm just not cool.
Yeah, I mean, I know part of it has to do with we're really close to the situation, so it's obviously not a joke.
Yeah, well, that means he's not close to the situation, so he can joke about
it. It's throwing a bomb from thousands of feet. Yeah,
I'm close to the situation, so I can sit here and say, "Kill yourself." Yeah. Like, I'm just not. It's not funny to me.
Yeah.
To me, it's
not funny.
To
anyone. To anyone.
Well, it is to people that aren't that close. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they did. So a lot of those nuclear experts and things did a lot of what if scenarios. Once we had a lot of the data regarding that, the whole nuclear accident.
Mm.
And they're saying like that nuclear accident could have easily been like way, way worse.
Mm.
Like when they flooded the reactor, right? But they weren't originally planning to do that. A guy actually disobeyed orders and did that because he was like, this is too high risk.
Yeah,
so
he
Katteni made the decision to just flood it. And
Katteni is like against what was wrong. He ended up doing
Yeah. But he was told to do something else. And this is very rare in Japan for someone to actually disobey.
まあでもさすがにそのシチュエーションになったらね、もうどうでもいいよね。もう自分の判断だよね。うん。Jesus. そこでそんな文化とか言ってる場合じゃない。Well,
he probably realized like, hey, if I do this, like that might kill me. But if that had gone any worse, that meltdown, like it would have cut Japan in half with the nuclear spillage. Like if the wind was just going the other direction, because the wind happened to be going out towards the ocean when this happened. But if that wasn't the case, all that nuclear material just would have went up and split Japan like in half. Like you wouldn't be able to cross from one side of Japan to the other where Fukushima is. Just like it's just mind-boggling to me that they're trying to continue this.
日本は地震大国だっていうのは
新しいことじゃないわけじゃん。ずっとしてるわけじゃん。ずっとしてたん、しててこういうことがある可能性はずっとあったのに、それを誰もあんま考えてなかったっていうのが結構驚きだね。まあ考えて集中してるところが違ってたんだよね。ビルはだって、そうね、耐震とかね。何十年も経ってるビルが全然壊れてないっていうのは、それもそれですごいと思う。
But what a dumb place to build a nuclear reactor.
Yeah, just dumb. Bad.
Just right on the ocean.
These like, Japanese officials would be horrible at SimCity.
Oh,
they would be killing themselves on SimCity.
Failing.
本当だよね。
Ridiculous.
本当だよ。承認降りたことが驚き。I don't
know. Just need to go solar. Just go straight solar. Don't need any of this nonsense.
Well, we got to get people working, getting jobs. Right?
Yeah.
It's time to start something new for these.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
What do you think is going on with the job thing? Because so, like, technology is moving at such a pace, it's just putting everyone out of work.
Mm.
Putting everyone out of work.
Robots.
Yeah.
So at what point are we just going to be like, okay, we'll just let the robots do all of it now?
Yeah.
Like, is that good?
Well, that's where the human interaction is, right?
Like, what are we going to get paid to do once the robots are just doing everything? Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's like, もう本当にそうなったらもうこのシステム自体を変えないといけないよね、yeah. このお金、like、働いてお金をもらってそれで生活するっていうのがもうさ
They're replacing labor in like they won't even pay Chinese wages anymore、
mm.
Like Chinese workers are getting replaced、
mm.
by robots、
yeah. Well especially、yeah. especially like labor that is not
Like assembly stuff
That
assembly
robots
stuff.
Could easily do better、mm. Yeah, yeah Zero human error、
mm.
But that's the scary thing about things like drones, where it's drones. It's a wide. Let's not get into wide drone topic, but I think the scary part of things like drones and robots is because we're doing something from far away to something else, and when we're far away, just like somebody can make fun of Japan for the earthquake,
it's like anonymous YouTube.
You
comments.
Can press a button. It's
anonymous
exactly,
YouTube
exactly.
comments where you're just yeah. like.
Mm.
Just saying horrible things, drown yeah, yeah, yeah. in AIDS,
だから
kill yourself.
One button で人を殺せるようなテクノロジーがあるっていう。
Mm.
で自分で殺すんだったら、まあちょっとは精神的に、
そうね。
If you had, yeah, if you had
ボタンだけ押してそいつ死ぬところ見なかったら、
imagine,
いいじゃんねそれ。
Imagine if you,
っていう考えが。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Imagine if you had to, like this was required,、
mm-hmm.
if you had to sit down and talk to a person for 10 minutes.Before you could kill them.
Right.
So in war, right. every time you're piloting the drone and you're about to blow up some family, you have to sit down and have like a drink with this guy. You guys have to like chill, like kick back over like some, I don't know,
yeah.
tea or whatever.
That's your
for,
new...
For 10 minutes.
Your new rule.
Yeah. For 10 minutes and then you have, and then you are allowed to hit
that button. That's definitely not possible.なんだろう普通にあんまり相手を見ないでボンバンボンバン打つのもできてるわけじゃん今
の方が楽
そうでしょ、
yeah.
だからボタン押すってなったらもう超簡単だよね
押せるそう
Yeah, that's why I think
Anyone can do it しかも、ま、ボタン押す作業も必要なくなるわけじゃん、
yeah. That job to if press
have,
the button
If the robots have like AI とか
Well, somebody, I don't think that's ever gonna be It's gonna be hard to regulate artificial intelligence That's not in video games, but
AI drones just wiping people out
That's just a movie script right there
Terminator
Well, but we're going towards that direction though We are going towards that direction though
We're gonna have to slow it down
Or like, the robots will replace doctors, you know, surgeons
Oh, they're already doing
they'll,
that
Yeah, yeah they'll, they yeah. can draw your blood now
yeah.
A surgeon can perform surgery on you from a different country.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like Skype, but they with just, little robot arms,
yeah.
and they can control these little robot arms. But even the surgeon's control of the robot arms isn't going to be as good as robot arms with AI in the future.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So you're just going to, when you go to the doctor, you're just going to go to like a building. There's not even going to be people there, and it's going to like scan your eyeballs, and it's going to figure out what's wrong with you. And then it's just gonna like remove your appendix, like with a laser,
yeah.
and you're just in and out.
Yeah.
You know, it's
minimal
like,
incision.
Yeah, it's like you went to the dentist.
Yeah,
and it's just gonna be easy.
だからもう reproduction 以外はさ、仕事は全部さ replace できない。
They regrew like a heart.
Yeah,
like
that's beating.
Right.
Like a rat's heart. So, they cause it to regenerate.
このさ、ガラスのさ、何?容器の中でドクドクドクドクしてるんだよね。
Yeah, yeah.
勝手に、もう自分で。
So, we're figuring out like regenerative genetic engineering where we can make it so like if your arm gets cut off after like a motorcycle accident.
トカゲの尻尾みたいな感じだよね。だから。
Yeah, like it'll grow back.
Yeah.
Like,better than it was before.
そうだよ。 シワとかもないよ。シワとかもないよ。
No, no, this is happening within like the next 20 years.
So you're going to be seeing a girl at a beach just fine looking. Just, やべ、超かわいい。スタイルめっちゃいい。Like, いくつ?86ぐら
い。Yeah, you're talking to her and she's like, yeah, I was in a really bad motorcycle accident. Like, I lost both my arms and legs last year.
60 years ago. Oh, okay.
Like, last year, lost arms and legs.
60 years ago.
And they, you know, you're like bedridden for like a couple months, yeah. and then your arms and legs grow back, yeah. and then you're like a complete person.
Yeah. Now I'm a world class high jumper.
Like, yeah. forget the prosthetics. Like, regrowing limbs yeah. would be the way to go.
Your own stuff.
So if this is where we're at, what is the trait that is going to help you get a job? Like, what do you need in Japan to be successful, consistent, just having work?
I don't know.
Like, assembly とかやってる人たちが最初にやばいじゃん。
Yeah, but no one wants to be doing that anyways.
Right, right.
And well, then, everyone's going to have an awesome job in the future.
No, I mean, like, positive. I mean, like, anything that requires your hands.
Yeah.
まずそこじゃ、ま、もう。だからそれお医者さんとか。
That's a job, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a job.
Well, like we talked about, when you go to places like Todai or Kyodai, just great schools in Japan, you're learning a lot, and you're getting a world-class education. You're learning a lot of English, because that's just, to be successful in the world, you're going to have to speak Chinese, English. It doesn't mean that they have good social skills.
So,
and social skills seem to be much more important now, because you're hearing stories about people going to mensetsu with their okasan.
Wow.
Like, they can't even go on their own.
この日本の大学生って他の国の大学生に比べてすごい幼いじゃん。
Yeah.
で、大学のシステムもこうあんまり大人として扱ってない。子供として扱ってるじゃん。だから、なんだろう。そうやってやっぱり社会に出るって就職活動になった時にそれもやっぱりみんなで一緒にやるみたいな。だから一人でインディペンデントになってないじゃん。それが結構問題だと思う。
I think that's a good point, actually. There's the 就活, they have the 説明会, and it becomes kind of an event for people at school, like, 説明会
行く
の?一緒に行こうよ。
そうそうそう。
リクルートスーツ買いに行こうよ。
そうそうそうそう。
But then, that's just, I'm going because I feel like I have to go when I'm a junior, because everybody else is going.
で、まだ3年生
の。I hated the 就活.
だってもうまだ2年生、3年生のうちから、でも大学が逆におろそかになるわけじゃん。だからもう、じゃあ大学行かなくていいじゃんってなる。
They're so picky here with, like, you have to be shin sotsu or like,
I
had so many problems with that because I was kind of tekito, like graduating. I didn't really like figure, I didn't know what I wanted to do yet. So I didn't really do shukatsu yet, you know? So I think
Japanese people though are kind of, if they found new ways to get jobs, I think it would just expand.
そうそう。今まではやっぱりこの就活の形取ってきたのはその終身雇用だったからじゃん。だからみんなで一緒に入って60歳まで同じ会社に絶対いられる。で、会社も潰れないし、年金ももらえるし、退職金ももらえるし。だからそれでよかったけど、今そうじゃないから。
Yeah, you're not getting your 年金 anymore. That's not happening.
Definitely not. You're paying it though.
Oh, the 年金 debacle.
もうちょっと違う形を見つけないといけないよね。マミはずっと日本にいたけど、外資系の会社に入ったから普通の就活はしない。でも、インターンシップをやって、yeah.まあ、そこで自分の力を発揮すればそのまま雇ってもらえるっていう。
Well, I think all three of us have had different ways of kind of making our own money and working、yeah. because I think Japanese people, if they stopped focusing on the 就活 just katai conveyor belt stuff, if they would do internships, if they would do more things like that that give them more experience, like
one
of our, because our buddy Sean went to a two-year tandai.Right out of high school, and he was studying language and everything, and he got a job right after the 2 years. So he's had like three more years, two more years of work experience than any of his friends. So they're still doing the same college stuff while he's doing real business.
Education, when you're studying things that don't necessarily have something to do with the work you're going to be doing, it's just
so. あとマミもそのだから 早くに授業全部単位取り終わったから、うん、4年生の時に授業1個も取らなくてよかったね。
さすがです。
だからそこから毎日もう働いて、だから他の人たちよりもジャンプスタートじゃん。
そうそう。
だけど日本の会社に入ろうと思うと逆にインターンの経験があるとマイナスになったりするんだよね。
なんで？
なんかもうカラーがついちゃってるから、うん、なんだろう、
they don't want you、
ね、
だから they don't want you to be smart, they just want you to do whatever you're told. だから
the nail that stands up gets hammered down.
出る杭は打たれるっていうやつ、うん、だからそういう文化をちょっと緩めていかないと、今もう終身雇用じゃないんだし、どうせ。
そうそう。 I want the startup cultureIn Tokyo to just there's not even a startup culture here at all. It's so ridiculous.
A little like, more though with the IT, I'd say there's a lot more than there used to be.
It's still struggling. It's like
あと特に若者の間ではあんまりそういうメンタリティ、
think about
アイデアがないからね。
Think about the United States and the US economy and big companies right now. Like they're all startups. They're all
でもそれをさ、
like Twitter, Facebook, Google, Apple,
Dropbox,
Microsoft, all those companies, the huge companies in the US, they were all founded recently. These aren't like old school Zaibatsu just chilling.
Right.
And I think if they change things in Japan to be more friendly towards startups, there's a lot of smart, creative people in Japan, and there's a lot of potential
there. 上に座ってるおじさんたちがそういう出る杭を打つみたいな考え方をやめないと、
まあ、どんどん古くなっていくからね。
そう、だから目を潰しちゃってるじゃん、もうそういう若いタレントがある人たち、ね、
look at Silicon Valley and like San Francisco and the Japanese government just kind of needs to model things after that and create an environment that's
あと日本の若い人たちもその1回その大学に4年間行ってで2年生の時から就活してそのレールから外れちゃったら人生終わりと思ってる人がいるじゃん。だから大学生で就職できなくて自殺する人とかがいっぱいいるわけじゃん。だけど that's bullshit。 なんか全然そこのレールから外れちゃってもどうにかなるわけよ。
でもそこは親も悪いと思う。
そうだね、
親もちゃんともう
それを言ってあげないと、
お前はもう弁護士になるからっつって、
そうね、
もうこのベルトに乗ってでどっかで失敗してまたゼロから始めなきゃいけないと、ね、お前失敗じゃんって話になるとそれは嫌だよ。
聞いたことある大企業じゃないと絶対ダメとか。
well, failure, the way that failure is viewed in Japan is just so negative.
そう、
it, what,
別にいいんだよ。
if you talk to like any of the really successful people in the West or in the United States, they failed many times. Like Elon Musk has failed.
Even Steve Jobs, he got like, kicked out of his own company.
Yeah, he was fired from his own
company.
And you know, so failure is just like the fail culture in Japan is just too brutal.
そう、だからいろいろ賛否両論あっても、ホリエモンみたいな人がいるのはやっぱり大事なことだと思うんだよね。
But he gets a lot of shit for his failures. Like
he got
arrested.
He was in jail for two freaking years. That's like equivalent to murder.
Is it?
In some cases.
I don't know about that.
In some cases. No, I'm serious.
A lot worse than that.
No, I'm serious. Like accidental.
Unless you're killing people in jail.
accidental murder.
You
know?
That's not murder, though. It's like manslaughter.
That's manslaughter.
Manslaughter.
Reckless manslaughter.
So, I mean, like, なんかそういう、なんだろう。
What a comparison.
でも彼みたいにこう普通に出てきて普通に暮らしてるじゃん。You don't have to kill yourself just because you fail once.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's not like everyone's killing themselves, but if you go back to like the samurai and the 何? Harikiri,
seppuku,
you know, that kind of culture. I mean, there's not people doing seppuku now, but the modern form of seppuku is jumping off on like
or killing others. Yeah.
Or just losing it and just going on a rampage. Yeah. But
the whole educational system in Japan with the Fuzoku Daigaku. I have a problem with the Fuzoku because
Fuzoku.
Fuzoku Daigaku would be the next name of your
Ebui.
So
I'm rolling my eyes.
So when they have the conveyor belt of like there's a lot of schools. There's Waseda, Chuo, Nichidai.
Mm.
They have the Fuzoku Kōkō and then Daigaku.
And
when you get to the Fuzoku Kōkō,
Fuzoku Kōkō.
Stop.
Fuzoku Kōkō. In your it's easier for those people to just keep going up the ranks.
そうね。
Because you don't have to take another test to get into a new university. They just kind of grandfather you in, basically. And that's, and now you're creating a system that if you fail, you're falling hard.
So.
But if you get in when you're in junior high and you just do well, you're going to be on this easy conveyor belt. That's a horrible system. There's nothing in the middle that gives people a chance to get back.
だからやっぱ0-100なんだよね。
Yeah.
0-100 ってみんなが思っちゃう。そういう風に育てられてるから。だから、だから一回。
It's just the failure culture is so brutal. Like,
just, everyone is so hard on each other.
And
right?
Japan is a country that took two bombs, two nuclear bombs, destroyed the country, got overtaken by the U.S., everything changed, and we're here. It's a resilient, resilient country, and yet we can't figure the educational system.
みんなやっぱり自分に厳しすぎるんだよ。
Yeah.
なんていうの?自分を責めすぎるんだよね。
Wait, the idea is like you fail and now it's like it's over. But it should really be seen as a learning experience. Like it's beneficial. Like
it is.
If you fail, you need it to fail. You needed that shit. So capitalize on it when you do. Don't wallow in your misery, think it's the end and be so discouraged.
そうなの。だからやっぱ、あとはだからそれ、ライもさっき言ったけど、親だよね。親が子供にどういうふうにコミュニケーションするか。
It's any kind of support group because especially the kids in Ishinomaki, they're not, their parents are now depressed. How do you think the kids are going to end up? Like you got to be there for the kids because if they're not positive and thinking forward, what are you going to?
I was surprised
about wasting your seat.
I was surprised how positive people were there when.
I think that you can be positive once you lose everything. If you if you feel like you have something to hold on
to, bottom,
something to protect, then you get scared. So
well,
that's why you.
It's a community thing because up there something happens and everyone's in it together.
Right.
But when you're doing a shukatsu and you fail, like your friends are getting jobs and they're taking pictures with their parents and everyone's so happy and they're going to dinner and they're just balling. Now they're getting paid and you're just like at home and you're just like, oh, damn it, I'm so. Gomi. So you're just like, so you're just struggling and you fail to capitalize on
your experience. でも日本なんて特にさ、もう終身雇用じゃなくなってきてる上に給料も別にさ、初任給とかも他の国に比べて良くないわけじゃん。
I mean, I'm not saying,
you know what I mean? It's not 0-100.
If you're doing baito as a means to get somewhere,
right.
Like figure out what you want to be doing. You're not. I mean, if you want to be like a pro surfer and you're doing baito for 5 years to nail that,
then great.
Then great. But if you're just doing baito because that's what you like, you that's all you can figure out. Like, that's not good. 履歴書をさ手書きで書かなきゃいけないとか
そういう nonsense.
What do you mean?
あの日本ってこの履歴書とか動機をさ超ちっちゃい字でめっちゃ書かなきゃいけないけど全部手書きで書かなきゃいけないから一回間違えたらもう一回最初からやり直しでしかも何十社とか受けるじゃん。
I understand why they would do that and it's the same reason bands like Van Halen, it's famous that Van Halen would in their tour rider, which is all the stuff that they want, like whether they want certain mics, certain food in the gakuya, everybody has a rider. And Van Halen had a rider that included only brown M&Ms. And the reason they said that was because they want the production company to komakaku look at this list and get everything right. Because if they get the brown M&Ms right, they're going to get the equipment right. And that's the most important part. So I understand why they would do that, but time-wise...
Yeah, that's an interesting system because you can easily tell if...
they give a shit or
if
not.
They mess up the M&M thing,
the thing is it shows
their attention to detail.
Exactly.
So it's a good indicator.
It's
like the canary in the coal mine.
Exactly.
But it's problematic because この生徒たちは別に they don't give a shit. They do it because they have to. You know? And 何十社も受けなきゃいけないかシステムになってるから受けてるだけで別にその会社に超行きたいわけでもないのに手書きの何十個も書かなきゃいけないわけじゃん。You know what I mean? They get rejected. Of course, they get depressed.
Yeah.
It's like, and then there's this thing called 圧迫面接とかさ。
What is that?
圧
迫 is like pressure.
そうだから面接で
圧迫だよ。圧迫。
そう面接でわざとすごい人格を否定するようなことを言って、すごい意地悪なこと言ってもう泣かせたりするのわざと。 そこでどういうふうにその人が切り返せるか見えるって That's what they say.
That's like a ゲリラ面接
Oh, it's like what Google does and their stupid interviews are like, oh, you found like a turtle like
yeah,
overturned in the desert like what are you gonna do?
でもそれまだ
答えて
でもそれ personal の No, my point is my point, you have to let me finish
Just leaving the turtle struggling
It's like
Just dying in the heat.
It's like
some.
だから人格を否定するようなことを言うわけよ。
Right.
Okay.
That's so unnecessary.
Yeah. Totally yeah. unnecessary. So, you find this turtle overturned in the desert, like it's upside down. Its little arms and legs are squirming. It's not flipping over on its own. What do you do?
I turn it around.
That's it.
You like rotate it.
I turn it,
it
over.
Like,
I turn it over.
You turn the turtle over.
Yeah.
And then what do you do?
What do you mean?
Like what do you do next?
I'm gonna continue.
So you're just gonna leave it there and
gonna,
keep walking.
Yeah. So you're just gonna turn the turtle over and you're just gonna leave it.
Well, where did the turtle come from? Isn't it like a desert
there's
turtle?
There's no other information.
It migrated from Latvia.
Latvian okay. turtle.
I'll just keep going.
Okay.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Why?
Okay.
So what's the right answer?
Is there a right answer?
No, there's no right answer. They're just messing with.
What would you do?
I'd probably just leave it.
That's like this. It's the
nature.
Most stupid question.
This is getting nowhere. Wouldn't you want to pick? Is it a big turtle? Is it huge? Or is it?
Ah, Galapagos の亀みたいな.
Galapagos.
このでかいやつ.
Where are we?
No, no.
Where
there's no
at?
Galapagos turtles coming from Latvia.
Anyways. So if you're walking, if it's a big enough turtle where you can pick it up.
Yeah.
Would you pick it up or would you just turn it over and leave?
I'm not.
Maybe
I'm not,
there's a lake.
We're in the desert, dude.
Okay, so the assumption, no oasis. Fake or not?
No oasis. Okay. Just a turtle.
So I'm in the desert. I'm in the middle of the desert alone.
Does that say more about you or the turtle?
And I see a turtle and I have to give a shit about it?
Wait, you said you'd turn it over, though.
You gave a little bit of a shit.
Yeah, you gave a shit. I thought you did okay.
You gave it a turnover
shit. Are you changing your answer?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I mean, like, do they expect you to say that you will carry it with you?
They don't ask questions like that in Japanese interviews, like the weird psychological questions.
なんかさ、Google でもそれやめなかったっけ?
I don't know.
なんか、
It's subjective.
なんかそのリサーチで、そういうクエスチョンすることによって、別に、人をちゃんと選別できてないことが分かったみたいな。だからやめますみたいな。
I wouldn't say that it's useless. You're getting some kind of information.
Definitely.
I think it depends on the question.
If the,
right?
if the question is, if the question, because they do a lot of, you probably had to take a couple, like, 心理テストみたいな。Like where you just answer yes or no to like, do you get very angry when somebody talks to you?
でもそれとかもさ、yeah. 何をさ、導こうとしてるかすぐ分かるじゃん。
だからまあ短期か短期じゃないか。
でも分かんない人もいるから、that's why they're doing that.
まあね。
Like there's some crazy people out there that read this question, it's like, oh, I don't
and
know.
Some companies are doing, are like giving these tests in Japanese to English speakers or in English to Japanese speakers. So are you getting a proper reading on your personality? Probably not. Probably not.
Yeah. I prefer the turtle question.
だからあの、日本の就職の SPI とか。
SPI ね。
あれも超謎じゃん。普通になんか数学と国語と、なんだ、なんかそういう。
必要最低限の、like, just knowledge.
It's kind of like SAT.
ACT, SAT, yeah.
でもそれを就職の時にやらなきゃいけないの、また。
You
know, what?
Well, I feel like I played a lot of sports. I played football and I played at Teikyo Daigaku for 4 years. And you kind of realize that people that you really like to either study, work with, or play sports with, they love what they do. So people that love football, whether they're good or bad, I loved working with them because they would always listen. Mm. We'd have fun doing it. And I feel like that's the same thing in a lot of facets of life, you know?
You're just trying to find people that enjoy the same shit.
So when I'm interviewing somebody, I'm asking questions to get a read on how passionate they are about whatever they're doing. And some people are really intelligent and some people are just really passionate but not as intelligent. But you're probably taking the passionate guy because he's going to work harder.
You're pretty passionate about your social media tinkering. Yeah.
It's so new that
it's fresh.
I've had a lot of passions and a lot, like, whatever it is, like, whether it's football, stuff that doesn't translate to work or money, I've been really passionate about. Yeah. And social media is so new that we're all at the front of this movement because it's so new.
だってもうこの3年ぐらいですごい変わったもんね。
And Facebook and Twitter are changing their policies daily.
A lot of people are saying, and I've seen a lot of opinion articles on this, they're saying that social media is not a good occupation and that you're not going to have a job in a few years. That's what they're saying. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Well, there's a few things. Again, everything's changing, but there's community management, which is the big thing that's going on now, which is you're running 企業 Facebook page for the 企業, right?
Mm.
Yeah. And our expertise is we're in the middle, so we know what 視聴者に何が刺さるか分かる. That's what we would say. Eventually, this might all go in-house. Because yeah. it's new, it's so new, that's why they need people that are on top of it to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once they start hiring people away from agencies and things like that, one person could do it. And they're making it so easy now that you can schedule posts. You don't need an entire team to do this. But now it's about the creative aspect of how to make things real life that's on the internet. So when you're running Twitter tweet-ups, and tweet-ups are interesting. You got a hashtag, you're in a circle, we're doing something like this where we're discussing something. And that's real life. Everything on Facebook is we're going to throw out information, we want you to like it. If you don't like it, we're going to try to find something that you like. Like it's really just trial and error. But that's not interacting with humans yet, you know?
なんかさ、だってそのこの間ね、たまたまそのソーシャルメディアの、あのマーケティングの、まあ、結構大きい会社の偉い人と話したんだけど、私が覚えてる感じだとやっぱ3年前ぐらいまで3年前からか2年前ぐらいまででもやっぱりまだソーシャルメディアのマーケティングってどうやってあの KPI やればいいかって、まだ
何 KPI? Stop using your fancy acronyms, lady.
Your KPI is a goal. It's the goal.
What does it stand for? Do you know?
I don't know.
But what does it mean? Because I'm sure most people listening hear KPI and they're like, what?
If I'm starting a Facebook page for a big company from zero, and they said, we're going to pay you for a year to build up this page.
Tenga.
We are going... That would probably be easier to get fans.
Yeah.
Tenga would be much easier. But if they're saying, we're going to pay you this much money, what are you going to do with that money? And unless we give them, we're going to give you going to give you 30,000 fans. That's your KPI. However you get it, we could do campaigns on Facebook. We can take it outside of Facebook and do meetups. We can do anything. We just got to get there. That's your KPI.
Yeah.
And if you don't reach the KPI, it means you fail, basically.
そうだからそれをどうやって導き出せばいいかっていうのをもう1年2年前まだ言ってたじゃん。でも今もうさ、そのレベル超えてるっていうかさ、もうこの1年2年でどうやって結果を測ればいいか、どういう数字を出せばいいか、どうやってセールスにどこまで影響を与えたか計算すればいいかってもう分かってるじゃん。
That's a great point. Because it used to be fans. How many fans can we get? We want 1万 fans, 2万 fans. But you realize that Facebook, after going public, they're not just going to let us get all kinds of reach on just one post. Like now everything's monetized. You kind of have to pay for reach. So even if you have 200,000 fans, you're not reaching all of them every time you post something.
Yeah. Facebook is reaching into your pockets the whole time, every time you're trying to.
But they have to. There's shareholders to appease. There's all kinds of stuff that you need to do, obviously. And I don't blame them for that.
Yeah.
I still think it's a good platform. But now it's engagement. It's how many people are interacting with your post. And that becomes who gives a shit about your post. That's what the KPI should be.
Because when it comes to conversion or actually monetizing it, I mean, their interaction with it is a better indicator than just hitting the like button.
Exactly. And there's stats that you can get from how many people react, how many people... If they had a dislike button, imagine how the stats would be skewed.
Yeah.
あと実際なんか they do like surveys to people who liked it.
You can see like the unlikes. This shows like the unlikes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting because we have our bilingual news Facebook page. Check it out.
Yeah.
But we get statistics on there, so we know like among our listeners, like on average, how old people are and stuff like that, like just basic stuff. And it's really interesting to look at that. Yeah. Just know who you're kind of talking to. But our engagement is like pretty good. Like people that are listening to our podcast, so like I mean, we like to talk to them. I think
the old
too.
Number was if you have 3 to 5% engagement out of all of your fans, that's like normal. That's like that was like Coca-Cola.
Really?
And they got millions. Mm. But now, I mean, the metrics and everything, algorithms are different. So
the standards are changing.
Standards are different. So now you guys are easily, I think the last time I looked at it, you guys are easily getting like over 100%. Like you're getting more engagement than you have fans, which is just unheard of when you think about it. But that's great. That's the best thing
Our fans are the best.
What I always tell Michael is our job in digital PR and social media is to get the brand's fans to care because that's all that matters. Mm. If they care, they're spending money. That's leading to revenue. That's the other company saying, wow, your company's awesome. It's reflecting to revenue. So you guys have a dedicated fan base because you're doing something different.
Facebook expert Rye. Is on a roll
because no. When I'm looking at your
like butter,
when I'm looking at your page, I'm thinking this is exactly what we want to do every time we have a client. But
you guys
are doing it on your own without any strange strategic plans, our, and PowerPoint presentations,
our going with
but
the flow.
But people care, and that's what's important.
It's a great experience for me as like a PR person too. You know what I mean? Like. 自分が クライアントじゃん.
So.
You know, I don't have to go through any bullshit reportings, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, and no one's going to blame me if I fail, except for Michael. So, so it's been great, you know. ね。誰に褒めてもらった?
Yeah.
Right, dropping knowledge.
Yeah, もう Facebook にもう case study として出したいぐらい.
Do it. We're hitting like the 2 hour mark on this thing. So we should wrap it up. People are probably tired of listening to me specifically. I'm sure I could keep going, but
okay.
So this is our special sexy episode we're putting out in mommy's absence. We want her to come back to Japan. As soon as possible, come back, mommy.
Intact.
Yeah, mommy, come back. Yep.
楽しんでね。ありがとう。というわけで、マミの夏休み特別編でした。
以上です。ありがとう、
Rai.
Thank you.
Yay.
It was fun.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Bye.
Bye-bye.